Snack Time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, sweetie.
Good.
Hi, Cupcake.
I can lick my bridge of my nose.
Your tongue is that long?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, I got you guys.
That's one of the best ever. Do the female voice again.
Excuse me.
That's good.
Mike,
you are so sexy.
That's good.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636. But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call?
That's right.
Don't play the name game.
That's right.
Don't call to rate women.
That's right.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
That's right.
And don't call telling jokes.
Oh, we're sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
For all you kids watching, it's very dangerous. Not try this at home.
Don and Mike Show. You can be.
She was a whore.
Move to your left. Move to your right.
That's
the
right.
Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find.
She was a whore.
The Don and Mike Show.
She was a whore.
On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don Geronimo, please.
What do you mean by that?
Is he there?
Hey, you mean the guy named Don Geronimo?
Yeah.
Hold on. The wrong station, homeboy.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is the spot. Why don't I give the turn to the boy with the big head?
Beautiful head.
I'm going to introduce the boy with the big head to the boy with the big mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, announcer for FedEx Field, Bill. Rob, John, Hogbike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
About today's talent show.
Yeah.
Phil says he can give birth to something that kind of looks like a hot dog. More of a corn dog. You want to know if you are interested?
You.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cornell and all the ships at sea. Hey, these two guys love to screw until they're tired and sore. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Right, just like Wendell Hall.
Thank you, Robbie.
And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Heard of more.
New episode on Thursday, October 5th.
Huh?
Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Millions of collective bolts and wattage from radio stations across America bringing the show. We're heard every day on over 60 stations on the Westwood One Network. We are powered by your hijinks, parts, and of course, you're always protected by the PTAA.
You bet we are.
Here for your listening pleasure, heard every day on great stations like KGEO Bakersfield, California, KPLY Reno, WJFK in Baltimore, KGUY Portland,
Hey Guy,
WNEW in New York, and our flagship, WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. After all of that, what can I say except,
welcome to my world.
Hi, everybody. Won't you come on in?
Won't you come on in?
Ladies and gentlemen, the king of rock and roll.
Miracles, I guess.
Hey, welcome to my world.
Still happens now and then.
Elvis, Aaron, Presley.
Step into my heart.
Welcome to our world, everybody. Welcome to our little world. Welcome.
Leave your cares behind.
Yeah, and we mean that. Leave your cares behind.
It's going to be a
welcome to our world.
I mean, exciting show today, the talent show.
Oh, yes.
And we have...
Built with you in mind.
All right, turn that off. We have 9 exciting acts for you today. And, of course, walk-ons are welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have Byron, who's a magician. Mike, who's going to do the tug of war with his ass.
Yeah, who's going to pull?
Matt, who's going to... I think Lisa is. Matt, who's going to fart from his eyes.
Wow.
Wendy, who's going to... nurse herself.
Very good.
Mike, who's going to make smoke come out of his eyes.
Uh-huh.
Tommy, who can fart on command and can fart songs a la Mr. Methane.
That's very exciting.
Cindy, who's going to nurse herself.
Uh-huh.
Marcus, who has hairs coming out of the hole of his penis, is going to pull one of them today.
That is one that I, you can't argue with the entertainment value, but I must admit I'm already just a tad disturbed.
And the clown who makes pornographic balloons.
Fantastic.
That's the lineup we have for you today on the show. Before we get to your telephone calls and actually to the talent part of today's show, I'd like to start by bringing in one of my favorite bitches, Lisa, who's back with us today.
Oh, good.
Lisa! Hey, Lisa, come on in. We sure did miss you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that she has, I believe, 4 buttons undone on her blouse today. Did I count correctly?
No, just one.
Just
the one.
Well, it's a big one. It's one big button that's undone on that blouse today.
Oh. Yes, looking rather randy.
And I think the question that we all want to know after yesterday's show is, how did the procedure go?
Everything went well.
Everything went well.
I thank you for your concern.
I'm so happy, and Charlie Broyhill is so relieved.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Charlie Broyhill for actually paying for it.
he's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
What a guy he is.
What a great guy he is.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Glad you're back. Look at that. Mm-hmm. She's not mad the day after or anything.
No,
she's here.
She looks great. Yeah. Got great color in her face and everything.
She is here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Before we start with telephone calls.
Yes.
I want to get my wife involved in the show because for the last couple of days, we've been telling you some Jack Diamond stories.
Uh-huh.
You know the story with the guy, the disc jockey who dumped his wife and moved in with another wife, and he's parading this on the radio every day. Such a friggin' phony.
Yeah, his new wife, the new model's pregnant.
Well, this morning, as it turns out...
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Well, hi, boo-boo.
Hi. You know, I've been under the weather, and Frida was nice enough to get up and do the carpool today so that I could hang out at home and get well. And I was at home. It was about 7:30. Normally, the prime time that I'm in the car with the kids taking them to school.
Right.
And the phone rings, and she says, hey, you're not going to believe what Jack Diamond is doing on a show now. So
another day, another disgusting exhibition.
So I'm going to turn it over to my sweetie. And, honey, I hope as you describe what this guy did on his show today, I hope that you use the Jack Diamond voice.
I don't know if I can, but...
Oh, yeah, come on. Hey, hey.
Really,
hey.
I'll try. But Bart and I were both just open-mouthed. I mean, and it made Bart and I have a discussion about marriage, so it ended up being a good thing. But
he said, I want to read something from this.
what are the soup books? You know, what
chicken,
are they called?
Chicken soup yeah. for the soul.
Chicken soup for the expectant mother's soul, and I'll read it. It's not too long.
And so, with flowery music behind it, it was all about how hard it is. You know, Lisa's been a stepmother for about a year, and it's not easy. And it was all about how hard it is to be a stepmother, and then he gets close to the end, where it says, boy, he can't go on. He is choked up. And the email came from the stepchild to the stepmother, and it said... and he chokes up, and Bart and I are looking at each other with our mouths open. He said, I love you, Mom. And he was just
all right, so listen.
Crying. And then he said, and she's going to have her sonogram today, and I just know that she's going to be the greatest mom that I know she can be.
Oh, my God. This guy is just out of control.
Bart and I said, Bart, you know, it, that's, you have to have compassion. I mean, I don't want to judge why anybody gets divorced. You know, that's a hard thing, and I'm giving them the whole politically correct spiel. But you got to know how hard it is on the former wife.
Absolutely. That's what we've been talking about. And, you know, he's talking about how tough it is to be the stepmom. How about the mom that's left back there when the husband split?
Hi, everybody. It's 7:30. It's the prime time and morning drive, so I'm going to read from Chicken Soup for the Soul for the stepmother now.
And I didn't know it was, like, directed totally at Lisa, the new lady.
Bridget said that this is not a joke, like that, and I'm sure it was fake, but that he acted like he was crying.
Yeah. He had to stop and compose himself, because when it got to the end where it said, I love you, Mom, and to the stepmom, he was broken up.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
What a son of a bitch he is.
Hey, listen, Pam and I are best friends.
You know, all I can say is that his five kids that he had with the other one, they must hate his guts.
Well, here's the I think, the central point. And I know you don't judge on why anybody split up or whatever.
Right.
I'm talking about the time frame here. I mean, are we talking about... Aren't we talking like a year ago that he was married to the other one?
Yeah.
I mean, it was not that long ago. And I can understand the whole stepmom thing if you're talking about maybe 5 years, maybe, okay, I'll be even conservative, maybe two or three past.
No, no. In the story, the mother had been working with the stepchildren for 6 years.
Yeah, of course.
She's been a stepmother for about a year.
About a year. Oh, my God.
And I'm so proud of her. So, anyway, I got this phone call this morning. I'm still laying in bed trying to get this flu out of my system, and Frida says, you won't believe what he's doing now. And I'm totally caught off guard. I say, what? And she says, Jack Diamond. She said, he's reading from Chicken Soup for the Soul for the stepmother. Uh-huh. He's pretending that he's crying on the air, and he's saying how tough it is for his young trophy wife to be a stepmother for the five kids that he had with the other wife who he just dumped.
I would love to get an idea of what the timetable was. I mean, I'd love to know really when everything went down. When the initial separation went down, when the divorce became final, when he met the new model, and when he got new model pregnant.
It's radio. You got to keep the storyline moving forward.
Yeah. That storyline, but I mean, he's making it sound like, you know, they've all been hunky dory for years and years and years. This is all new. This can't be right, according to the ex-wife.
I'd like to read this morning from Chicken Soup for the Soul.
He has the music ready behind it. Little music box, sappy music going behind it. And I said to Bart, first of all, Bart and I had to have the whole discussion about marriage, about how sometimes times get tough and times have been tough before between Dad and me, but we've always been considerate of each other's, you know, feelings and this kind of thing. And then I had to say, plus, aside from all that, it's stupid radio. I'm his target demographic, and I'm pissed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I bet you're not alone. I mean, if we're guys and we're pissed at him, I can imagine the majority of women out there, especially married women, and how they feel.
And I know the reason that he is continuing this assault this week is because every day we've talked about it.
We're exposing the soft underbelly.
We've talked about how phony it is. Uh-huh. So today, I'm positive he's brainstorming. He goes, okay, hold on. I gotta go make myself look good today. I'm going to read from Chicken Soup for the Soul for the stepmom. Then I'm going to pretend like I'm crying, like I can't go on.
It's obvious he's doing it. I'm thinking now he's not doing it like to sound like a nice guy. He's doing it to schmooze the trophy.
Yeah,
because the day before, yeah, I agree. But the day before, it sounded like he was schmoozing the ex because he's like, you know, Pam and I are best friends, and we just didn't communicate a lot of things, and I'm as fault about that.
So he probably had to deal with Lisa going, "Why are you kissing her ass?"
And so he's got to come in today and say, "She's the greatest stepmom.
She's the stepmom." But that's not an easy job. Honey, did he mention the new one that he's fathering?
Oh, yeah, no, they're getting their sonogram.
And that's the whole thing.
We're going to hear our baby's heartbeat, and she's just going to be the great mom that I know she's going to be.
What a friggin' phony that guy is.
That guy, as I said to you in the office today, he's got a few issues happening. I think he's got some serious issues happening. I mean, really, when he's got to pour all this out there, you know, there's something really going on.
No doubt.
I mean, we all have our moments that are in this business where we kind of purge our souls a little bit, but this guy is out of control.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm amazed that his other people that work with him aren't telling him how that comes off.
No.
Well, no, they got to kiss his ass to be on his show. You know, I mean, if it wasn't totally cruel, and believe it or not, there's a level of cruelty that even I won't stoop to.
Right.
I mean, I'd love to get his ex-wife on our show.
Yeah.
To say, listen, Pam, you know.
Yeah, what are the circumstances? How do you feel about this?
How do you feel about...
You know, hopefully she's smart enough to consider the feelings all around. That's not what he... That's exactly what he's not doing. I mean, she's got to have some compassion for her children and this, you know, not to drag it all out like he's doing.
Hey, listen, rather than just read from my tired electric weenie joke sheets today, I'm gonna read something kind of special from Chicken Soup for the Soul for the expectant stepmother.
You know, any way you look at it, any way you look at this, and you can't judge, as Frida just said, you can't judge what broke the marriage up, right. What the reasons
are. Well, you know what broke the marriage up.
Okay, that's what I think.
You know what broke the marriage up.
But, you know, the thing is, even whatever the circumstances are, it's just shut up. It's too soon. Have some respect for the ex.
I'm gonna read this morning from Chicken Soup for the Soul for the neurotic disc jockey who drives a Corvette. And dumps his wife with five kids, then knocks up a younger woman.
I do believe, you know, it's...
And is very conflicted about it.
It should be pointed out, this is the transitional relationship.
Yeah.
And beware...
Yeah, and I think you have the order wrong. I don't think it's dumps his wife, knocks up a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that could be true.
Who knows, honey? We don't know that.
Right.
Hey, we don't know that. We don't know all the details for sure.
Man.
Because, unfortunately, there's not chicken soul for the Jack Diamond yet.
But Jesus, I about busted got what she called me this morning. She said, listen, I know you guys love giving him a hard time, and frankly, Frida doesn't like it a lot of times. When we really go after somebody, she turns the radio off sometimes.
Right.
But even she called and she had to say today, listen, this is the biggest pile of S.
This would be, you know,
she'd ever heard.
We'd probably be doing this if we got wind of it, even if we didn't know the guy, if we didn't have a track record with him.
He has out Kathy Lee to Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
Doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And you certainly hear about other disc jockeys whose marriages break up, but at least other people have the brains not to drag it out when there's family involved on the
absolutely.
Air.
I so totally agree
with
you.
Yeah, you know, think about his poor kids. You know, they wake up in the morning, they probably still turn daddy's show on.
Yeah.
You know, what are these kids going to be thinking? You know, one day he's on the air saying, hey, it was my fault. I'm great friends with Pam. And then the next day he's on the radio reading from some friggin' Dr. Seuss book, you know, and saying, she's the best stepmom.
And you know he's going to be
ever
cuckoo goo gooing over the new baby. I mean, that's going to be his, you know, that's going to be his rap forever. And, you know, how does that make the traded in family feel? You know,
I wouldn't say forever. I'd say for a few more years until the newer model comes out.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 2005 model.
That's right. Until this wife gets stretched out, you know, from having a baby, and then he's got to go find something tighter.
Amazing.
Hey, he's not like me. I love you, honey.
Well, thank you.
I love you all.
I
stretched out and everything.
Now, you stick with me and I stick with you, and even though we have hard times, I mean, so it was a good discussion, but I just felt sorry for the other folks.
Sure. Thank you, everybody. Listen,
thank you.
I'm sorry, I can't continue with this.
And you know, Jack Diamond, who I know listens to the show every day, is probably right now just balling up his fist and beating him on his Corvette dashboard right now. Listen, you dumbass. We wouldn't have these conversations.
Right, if you didn't, you know, open your big mouth and read Chicken Soup for the stepmom's soul, or whatever the hell that book you were reading.
How stupid is that?
For the pregnant chicken soup for the pregnant stepmom.
It was about mothers, but it was about being a stepmother.
Here's the book. It's Chicken Soup for the Expectant Stepmom Homewrecker Soul.
Tell me why.
Next will be Chicken Soup for the kids who have to go through a lifetime of therapy because dad couldn't keep it in his pants while driving his Corvette. Chicken Soup for the daughters who will grow up to be prostitutes because they have no idea how dad has screwed up their lives.
You know, it's really all well and good, you know, to destroy your own personal life, but when you just drag it out on the radio every day, very, very frustrating. Yes, sir.
Anyway.
You kind of keep it quiet when the bad stuff happens.
Yeah, right. That's been my philosophy.
That's mine, too. You know. You know we both have that philosophy.
That's right. Okay, well, I love you, honey.
All right. I love you, boo-boo.
All right, sweetie.
Goodbye.
I love you. You see? Are you listening, Harvey? That's what you do. You find a good woman, and you stick with her.
Mm-hmm.
She had a kid 15 years ago. She got all stretched out, and I didn't trade her in for the newest model. Because she's my wife.
Okay?
She's my wife. And okay, she's my second wife.
I have a second wife, too.
But listen, I got a free pass on the first one. I got married when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? Married at 18, divorced at 19. But you know what? You don't hear me getting on the air reading books about chicken soup for the ex-wife who works at a sewage treatment plant in Wisconsin.
You sure don't. No, you know, everybody...
How freaking funny is that?
That's the point we're making. We're not judging the guy because he had a failed marriage and because he, you know, he took up with another woman. You know, there are millions of people that do that. The point is, millions of people... Don't try to legitimize it on their own radio program, you know, because you can't legitimize it, especially when you have a bad marriage. It's a failure. Any way you slice it, it's a failure.
The guy every day now, it's his job to try to spin this.
And it's disgusting. That's what bothers me the most. That he's trying to present by talking on the radio. It's almost like he's trying to convince himself that everything is right with the world.
Bingo.
Well, you know what? No matter what you do, you can be the best friends in the world. You can be the greatest guy and the greatest woman in the world.
If you're really best friends, then you're still there with her.
Yeah, and the thing is, you can be the nicest person, and she can be the nicest person. If you split up, it's a bad thing. It's bad, it's a failure, and it didn't work, okay? And any way you want to spin it, you might be able to try to convince yourself, but, you know, the fact is, it's probably best to move on with your new life and maybe keep a low profile, especially if there are kids involved. It's probably best to shut the hell up.
And there's five of them.
I mean, I'm really...
This is crazy. Knocked the old one up five times.
Wow. Horrible.
How about thinking about them before thinking about the new trophy wife and before thinking about that thing in your pants?
I mean, and obviously
that drives you every day.
I don't know, you know, what his relationship is with this woman, but obviously it's extremely important for him and their relationship to get on every day and talk about, you know, what a great stepmom she is, what this constant reinforcement all the time, my God.
Right. Funny. I like to say funny. It's awkward. On one hand, it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it's funny. It's funny because it's so sublime.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, listen, everybody. I want to stop down for a second, little buddy. I got something I want to do. Hey, Rob.
Huh?
Hey, little buddy, give me some music, please.
Are you going to read? You read first?
Excuse me, I'm doing the one.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to read from the book Chicken Soup for the Expectant Mom Homemaker Soul?
Yeah, I'm going to read right now. I'm just bearing with everybody. This is from Chicken Soup for the expecting homewrecking second wife, stepmom. You're the reason I'm not with my kids every day. You're the reason half my money goes for alimony. You're the reason I was out late night after night with no excuse. You're the reason my legal debts are more than the national debt. But I love you because you love my gold rings. You love my medallions.
Don't forget the ponytail.
Don't forget the ponytail, Diamond.
You love my ponytail even though I'm 55. And you love the fact that I'm a middle-aged man that drives a Corvette. And now that I've knocked you up, and you're going to be bringing another child into the world, and I can't... Listen, when you see the crown of that baby's head...
That's fantastic, isn't it?
There's nothing like it. And I want to say... Excuse me, I'm going to break up here, gang. Lisa, for the last year, you've been the best darn stepmom. I know you're going to be the best mom when... Junior Diamond is born, and I know 3 years from now when I dump you for the latest piece of ass, she's going to be the best stepmom to our unborn child.
Oh, God.
Hey, now listen, darling. Can I get a cup of coffee? I'm going to entertain you now by singing some of Journey's greatest hits.
There we go, yeah.
Jesus Christ, Zach. What a guy.
Well, nobody's telling it to him over there, or nobody's telling it to him that's close to him. He can certainly tune in here and get the real story.
And listen, Harvey, if you're listening, that's his real name, Harvey. If you're listening, you know, that one wasn't for me, and that one wasn't for Mike. That was from Frida.
There you go.
Okay? That's a girl. That's a girl. Mm-hmm. Who's calling saying you're a son of a bitch.
Jesus.
It's highly entertaining.
But keep it going.
Yeah, we are enjoying it. We really are.
Keep it going. You know, it's now become an everyday feature on the show.
Absolutely.
You know, what has Harvey done today? And listen, I know everybody out there is always looking for the hot stock tips. I'm telling you, Infinity is doing dick. Viacom's doing nothing. I know Mike's getting killed on Oracle this week.
Yep.
But if you want a stock, buy whatever stock Jack Diamond's psychotherapist is in. you buy that. You buy midlifecrisisdiscjockey.com, and I guarantee it's going through the roof.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Doc,
and you know what I hope? You know what I really hope when we're doing this? I really do. I've met Pam. I know his ex-wife. I, you know, met her very briefly. I hope, I really do hope that, you know, at some moment, maybe she's turning on the radio and getting a grin out of this. I really do. I hope somebody is. I hope somebody's out there that might be closer to the situation, familiar with all the details. I hope to God that that's happening.
You know she is. And listen, Pam, if you're listening right now, I'm a flawed man. I'm not perfect. My flaws, for goodness sakes, are on the newspaper when I F up. But I'll tell you what I am. I'm dedicated to my family, I'm dedicated to my wife, and I'm dedicated to my kid. If you would like me to adopt those children, those five children, and raise them as my own...
That's very generous of you.
Wow. I would be proud. And I would only put those children on the radio if they wanted to call in to say something. I wouldn't put them on the radio to tell goofy jokes at Halloween out of joke books just to make me look good.
You might put them on to give you a little grief.
And yeah, that's right. And I wouldn't bring them down to the toy store when there's Toys for Tots to let them pick out the toys for the young, needy children.
The toys.
No. If those are my kids... If the Diamond children were my children,
yes,
they could call in as my son does to tell me I'm a jerk. They could. I'm flawed, but I'm loyal.
Oh, very good.
Hey, thank you. And I promise you this, my new family. And what the hell, Pam, I got room in my house. You can come live with us, too. We can use some living help. I promise you this, you'll never hear chicken soup for the anything.
Right.
Never.
Hey, thank you.
Because it'll break you up. It'll make you cry.
Yeah, I'll start crying. And you know that that's got to be preordained.
Yeah.
That there's got to be some kind of a meeting before the show. And you know, shocker, it's at 7:30, which is prime time.
No, I'll tell you this. You mean you think the crying is phony? No, I think the crying might be based on the fact that he's just gone squirrely. I think I think he's gone completely nuts. I really do. I think that doing this is just... you know, I know the guy. I worked with the guy. And I'll tell you right now, I think the guy may be a super jerk. And I know that because I worked with him. But I think really, I've listened to him, and I know him well enough to know he might have snapped his cap. He might have just blown a gasket, and I think we might have pushed him over the edge when he heard us talking about this. So he gets on there just to go, you are the first.
So he goes home tonight, and now the new wife is happy.
Right.
Right. Oh, Jack.
Right.
Oh, I heard you talk about me on the radio. That was so sweet.
Honey, that was the sweetest thing. You know, it's like getting a love letter every day.
And then the phone rings. He goes, it's her. It's the other one. And he goes, yeah, hi, Pam. How are you doing? You know, Pam says, hey, what is this crap I hear on the radio today with you reading love sonnets to your new girlfriend? Oh, honey, listen. Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40, because I'm going to make it right tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to, if I may, read an excerpt from the new book that I just picked up, Chicken Soup from the Selfish Bastard's Soul. It's about me. I am a selfish bastard. I got tired of my old wife, knocked up the new one, and now I'm talking about it to make it sound like everything's a-okay.
Hello? I'm sorry, Pam.
I'm real sorry, Pam, but, you know, we're best friends. And Lisa, over the last 8 months, 7 months, maybe 6 months,
okay,
you've been the best stepmom ever.
And you've been the best piece of ass I've had for the last 10 years. And let's face it, that's why I married you, baby.
You're fantastic. And,
you're a great lay.
You're going to be just incredible. And whenever I question what I'm doing or I have self-doubt, I'll pick up this copy of Chicken Soup for the Selfish Bastard's Soul, and I'll find comfort in the pages. Yes, sir.
Lisa, I remember the first time that you were on stage playing with Diamond Alley, which is my fake band. When I saw you play the tambourine, I hadn't seen tambourine playing like that since the little girl in the Partridge Family. And I said, I got to marry that girl, even though I'm already married and five kids.
I'll tell you right now, between me and me, father of six, divorced, philanderer, totally out of my mind.
And talking about her every day on the radio.
Every day, yes, sir.
Yeah, Pam and I are going to, excuse me, I mean, Lisa and I.
I got them all confused.
Lisa and I are going to look at the leaves change this weekend. You know, I only mention that because that's something that a really sensitive guy would do.
Absolutely. You've been the best stepmom. I'm going to get all filled up right now. I just can't continue.
Hang on.
I'm not really crying because you're a great stepmom. I'm crying because I looked in the mirror this morning, and looking back at me, was one selfish bastard, one incredible, overbearing, manipulative, self-centered prick staring back at me in the mirror.
Diamond, I just want to say something, Diamond.
Yeah, little buddy.
You have incredible, incredible guts to share this with the audience. We want, we love you, Jack. Awesome. We love you, Jack.
Thanks, Bert. I appreciate that. You'll get a paycheck again this week.
We love you.
Yes, sir. Fantastic. I'll let you start the next break. I'll let you start the next break like you had put in your contract.
You know that's true.
Yeah.
And Jack.
Yes, Stacy. Yes, Stacy. Stacy's over here. Yeah. What can I do for you, Stacy?
I'd like to say that as a 55-year-old traffic reporter who's never been married.
Sorry about not getting the Regis audition there, Stacey.
Behind your back, I think you're a thoughtless son of a bitch.
Oh.
But here on the radio, I'll say, I applaud the fact that you're so in touch with your feelings.
And
I don't know how many times I've heard a disc jockey cry on the air before.
Stacey, thanks for sharing it. Thanks for sharing it. I appreciate that. That's great. Yeah.
And incidentally, I'd like to mention one thing. If you'd like to see the pictures of me crying, Lisa's taking some pictures. We're putting them up on mix1073fm.com.
Because, you know, that's her job. Yeah. That's her job now.
She's the official photographer, Diamond in the Morning.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack and Bert in the Morning.
Yeah, she takes care of pictures for their webpage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's gone from being the tambourine player in
the official photographer
in his fake band.
Yeah, fantastic.
So being the photographer.
Yeah, she's great. She's going to do that right up until the baby's born, too. Snapping away those pictures. Yes, sir. And then we'll have some photos in the delivery room. And I'll tell you, when I see that baby's crown.
Listen, there's nothing like seeing the crown of
that baby crowns.
Of course, it'll be the sixth one I've seen.
Yeah, I've been there. Been through the trenches. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Super. Yeah, super. Totally relaxed. Totally relaxed. Squirrely out of my mind. Reading chicken soup. Crying. Totally nuts. Don't want to sound like a nice guy. Dump my ex-wife. Yes, sir. Knocked up the new one. I'm kind of going nuts here. Bear with me.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Yeah, thank you.
I did, for the last time, I'll repeat this because I know you're listening, Harvey. I know you're listening and your panties are in a wad. We wouldn't be saying this if you weren't getting on the radio and saying it yourself.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. You're eating chicken soup. Chicken soup for the selfish bastard's soul. Yes, sir. It's going to make me cry. Going to cry. You have been the best stepmom
for the last 4 months. You've been the best stepmom. Why, you take those girls to the Gap.
Yes.
Well, when you took those girls to see the Backstreet Boys, I about cried.
We are the best friends. Pam and I are the best friends. And it's been so great, and it will be great as long as I keep those checks coming. And they are huge checks. Yes, sir. Probably not with him. You know, knowing him?
Well, no. I bet you got a good lawyer, though.
I hope so.
I bet you did.
Hope so. Yeah, hope she did. Hope she did. Hope she took him right to the cleaners. Hope it was that 50% you were referring to before. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
And I hope she's found some young stud of her own to ride the baloney pony with.
Yeah, he's a prick.
I really do.
Makes me want to cry. What have I done? Another baby. My God. I'm so miserable.
How come I can't bring myself to wear a rubber? Because I'm a man, damn it. I drive a Corvette. I'm 55. I have a ponytail.
Let me explain something to you.
I can't wear a rubber.
There's one reason I didn't wear a rubber. You want to know what that reason is?
Well, what's that reason?
I tell you something. It's not for my pleasure. Okay, it might say on the box it's for his pleasure, but it's not for my pleasure. And my pleasure, the pleasure of Jack, is the most important thing to me in the whole wide world. My own personal pleasure.
So I want to say something. I can't blow my load in a piece of rubber.
No.
I can't do it.
I just can't do it, and I'll tell you right now.
I got to blow my load right there.
Diamond's got to go to the pleasure zone every time he has sex, and I appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot.
Because I'm a man.
I'm a big man. Yes,
I'm a man. But
big man. I'm 2 feet tall, but I'm a big man.
Well, listen, I'm sensitive.
I'm very sensitive.
Yes, sir. We got some great Gloria Estefan and Phil Collins coming up.
Yeah, fantastic. Really appreciate listening, and lots more fun coming up with Stacey. Merry everybody.
Yeah. We play the high-low jackpot here in a couple of seconds. Hey, Pam won the high-low jackpot.
Yeah, she's we're just the best friends, and she's won the high-low jackpot for, she's going to be winning it every month for the until the kids are 18. Thanks so much.
What a bastard. What a bastard he is.
Okay, that's it. That's today's installment of the Jack Diamond Show.
That was fun.
And we'll let you know what happens. Just watch out, though, Harvey. Because not only are we listening now, even my wife is listening to this.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, come on now.
That's bad. When St. Frieda gives you a hard time.
Yeah, watch out.
That's bad.
Beware. 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 Beware.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Sheree. Thanks so much. Thanks for calling. Yeah, and that's his whole rap. That's the way, that's his whole demeanor. Yeah, great. I'm just okay. Fantastic. Great.
Hey, thank you. Love your show.
Yeah, it's great. It was great being on the radio.
Yeah, it's so nice. Thank you.
Yes, Sheree. It's 15 after. 6:15.
You've got to be at work by 6:30. You got 15 minutes to get there? Oh, brother. My life's a mess.
Stacey, it looks like we're going to a chilly weekend coming up, eh? Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, in the back of his head, how am I going to validate my awful life today?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Why did I have that unprotected sex?
Really?
Why, oh, why, oh, why?
The easiest way to make all this go away is just shut the frig up.
Right.
Just shut up.
Let's see. Check it over my itinerary for the weekend. Diamond itinerary. Let's see. Wake up Saturday morning. Take check down to mailbox. Put alimony check in. And go over. See children who now hate me.
Pick up children at McDonald's.
Take Lisa to Sonogram. Cry for half hour in own car. Go to dealership to trade in new car for a new vet. Yes, sir. It's a great day in May. You know, a lot of people might say, Diamond, watch trade the vet in, you know, with the new baby coming out. No, that would violate the pleasure zone for Jack. Yes, I need to be in that two-seater. I need to be in a two-seater and have my pleasure zone.
Listen. Diamond and minivan do not go together.
No, not at all. Now, she can have all the minivans she wants.
At least I'll buy a Dacia, Mazda, MPG, but listen, for me, I'm a Corvette guy. That's what you fell in love with.
I'll tell you right now, you know, the ladies, you know, Lisa, let me explain it to you. I know you're pregnant and you're concerned, you're jealous because some of the other ladies have been looking at me at some of the Diamond Alley concerts, but I'll tell you, I like driving my vet. It's who I am, baby.
Everybody
said that. That's who I am.
Listen, baby, when I'm on stage with Diamond Alley, and I'm singing a cappella versions of Journey
with my unplugged guitar, with my unplugged electric guitar,
when I'm up there singing Don't Stop Believing, Open Arms, I'm thinking of you, baby.
Yeah, you will.
Even when I'm looking at that waitress with those bodacious tatas in the front row.
Young lady, how about a cup of coffee? Yes, sir. Jack Diamond.
Chicken soup for a man who can't wear rubbers. I can't have unprotected sex.
It's like addictive. It's impossible to stop.
Oh, that's right. You can't stop.
You can't stop. You keep doing all day.
Hey, good morning, Jack Diamond and crew. Good morning.
Jack and Bert right here. We're just having a good time. And I'd like to read something from Chicken Soup for the Incredibly Selfish Bastard Soul.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Take a call. Because really, we could do this for 4 hours.
I know we could. I know.
We really could.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we have a history with the guy, and it's just too much fun. It's too much fun. And it's just, the hypocrisy of it is so enormous that
it's incredible.
We felt we had to have a little fun with it.
It is absolutely friggin' incredible.
Okay, a couple of calls.
And then we got the talent show today. Jesus,
yeah.
we've got a big show today. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I heard that drivel this morning that he was spewing. And I was completely nauseated.
Oh, you heard the same thing Frieda heard?
Yeah, and he was talking about how today we're going to hear our baby's heartbeat for the first time. And that music going on in the background. And you know what, Harvey, if you're listening, we don't want to hear it. The women out there don't want to hear it. We hate you. You're a pig. You banged your first poor wife out of shape.
Oh my.
And then ditched her for a younger woman. And 5 babies later now, you'll do the same thing to this poor woman.
Help?
You're a pig. You're an idiot and a disgusting pig.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for listening.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, big high-low coming up in a couple of minutes. High-low jackpot, $15,000.
Right here on Diamond in the morning.
What's your guess in the high-low jackpot?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Bert.
I heard this once. I started listening to this no-good talent punk on the radio, and I heard an interesting thing. he and that, you know, that little whip boy of his, he started talking about, every time I call my kids and wife, I never hang up without saying, I love you, because you never know when I might go.
Oh my God.
That's another perfect Jack Diamondism.
Hey, I know, I started to think, hey, does he ever take calls? I want to call him and, you know, tell him off.
Well, no, you'd never be able to get on the air and tell him off. They never would take a live telephone call.
That's retarded. I just started listening to him, and that Bert guy just says, hey, Jack, that's real nice.
Isn't that typical, though? Listen, and I want to tell you something. Every time I talk about children on the phone, because that's the only way I see them now since I no longer live with them.
You know, really, here's the thing that's crazy about this. Here's the thing that's nuts about this. Who doesn't, if they have kids,
I love you?
Say I love you at the end of a conversation. I say 99.99% of people say that.
Right.
I worry about the person that has to say that they say I love you. Like it's something special.
You always say it because you never know when it'll be your last time. Like,
hey guys.
God forbid if my penis ever fell off.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
I just want to say before I go, I love you guys.
I love you. Thank you, sir.
And we love you, too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Hey, and if you like this rave out, Frida will have some photos of this on our website today of Mike and I making fun of Jack Diamond.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, what's even worse is this jackass has got pictures of his new wife, Lisa, out camping with his kids. And then there's another picture of Jack and Lisa enjoying a quiet lunch, enjoying a cold martini.
Where are these pictures at?
They're on the Mix 107 website.
Buzz, pull it up. Wait, I think it's, what is it?
It's www.mix107 or 1073fm.com.
All right, go to Mix1073FM.
Pictures of them enjoying a martini. I want to see that.
.com.
The quote is, one of life's great pleasures, lunch with my wife Lisa outside on a warm day with a cold martini.
Oh my God. How about a picture of his ex-wife standing over a rock doing laundry?
Really?
Is you go down further, and, you know, he's got pictures of them out in the wilds of West Virginia with all his kids, which aren't very, very attractive kids, and his new wife, Lisa.
Oh, God, what a prick.
It's pretty bad.
God, how conflicted is that guy? Seriously,
Absolutely.
All kidding aside.
Putting your kids on a website?
How conflicted is that?
Jesus.
Before I go, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I just got back from a trip from Florida that I won from you guys back in June.
Yes.
I just want to say I had a blast, and I really appreciate it. And for all those people that bitch and moan about not getting their prizes from you guys, you can make a screw themselves because you guys look people up.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for enjoying the prize.
Hey, thank you.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you. I want to tell you something, and I never end a conversation with a listener without saying F you, because you never know, it might be the last time you'd ever get to talk to that.
Absolutely.
From the bottom of my heart, guys,
F you,
thank you.
That tongue might fall out of your head.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, beware.
You pull it up there, Father Time?
No, I'm having some computer problems.
Shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, no, not at you, Buzz. No, I know the computers here are
The computers here are the worst in the world.
Hey, Carlos Broyo, would you pull up Mix 107.3, or just Mix 107.3, just told me that's the site. Mix1073FM.com to pull up the pictures of Harvey and his new wife and his old kids.
Oh, that is hysterical.
God, what a bastard. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you, sir, gentlemen?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, how
are
you doing?
All right, I have a little bit of a problem perhaps you could help me with.
Okay, maybe we can.
Okay, I'm from the New York metropolitan area where you recently have come on the air.
Right, every night on WNEW.
That's correct. You come on after two gentlemen called Opie and Anthony.
We love them.
And they support your show, so I've decided to listen.
Thank you. We support ONA. We support Ron and Fez, the radio chick. We like the whole lineup on that stuff.
Absolutely.
That Fez is a quagmire. I don't know where they found him.
He's a quagmire.
But besides that, gentlemen, I find it rather unfair. And many people have brought it to my attention, and I'm a blabbermouth, so therefore I was elected to call you.
All right. Well, what's unfair?
Well, if we listen to your show, what happens is, let's say you're giving away whatever, a bus or a whatever you give away, or a prize, $100.
Yes, last week we gave away a bus.
Yeah, okay, let's say we're giving away a bus.
Whatever it may be. So let's say this happens at 8:45 our time. So somebody would call up, gee, it just so happens I want to win a bus.
All right, now listen, I want to explain to you, I understand your point, you're hearing us on tape delay, you don't have a chance to win the prizes. Let me tell you that we do have a system set up so that people from New York can win prizes on this show.
Right, I believe it's called F Everybody in the Northeast.
No. We do it. Listen, we have a system in place. We have an email thing that's ready to go. We are ready to include the people from New York in the contest on this show. But to be honest, and we've said this before, until the good people of New York show us that they will support us in the ratings, you're not going to be able to get any good stuff from us.
Well, you see, you're also speaking of Northern New Jersey, Connecticut, Westchester,
yes.
Rockland.
Yes, we're aware. Yes, the Tri-State.
You're talking a possible listening audience of what, 23 million?
Yes. And we're telling those 23 million people in the Tri-State area that you've got to give us ratings before we start turning the show upside down to let you win a bus.
Now, if you don't give the dog a bone, he will not wag his tail.
Now, wait a minute. Now, with that said, the ratings are continuing to move up, albeit slowly.
That's right.
But they're going in the right direction. So you are, I believe that you are close in the area of Connecticut, New Jersey, New York. You are close to getting, you know, us up there to do a Las Vegas-style show, and you're close to getting the prizes. You're almost there. You just got to try a little harder.
Well, what about a substitute prize, then? Why don't you have that nice young lady that answered the phone come up here and service somebody? Do something.
Listen, she just had an abortion yesterday.
Oh, my God.
She's not ready for sex for at least another 24 to 48 hours.
Wait a minute. She's got a mouth, doesn't she? Now, come on. I mean,
listen.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, dirty birdie.
I understand exactly what you're saying, and your point is well taken. However, we got to have something tangible in the ratings. Do you realize that right now, and I know I've kidded, I said our ratings are worse than Joan Rivers. Well, they're not. Our ratings are in about 20th place in New York. That sucks. Do you know that throughout the country, the show's rated number one in all these different cities?
Well, you have to understand something. I've just been on hold for whatever, 40-something minutes. You're speaking about Jack Diamond. I don't know who that is. You just did 40 minutes on him. I bet you 80% of your listening audience doesn't know who Jack Diamond is.
That's right.
Who cares?
Exactly. But you know what? That's the beauty of this show, because now, even though you can't hear him, just like someone in San Francisco or Sacramento or down in South Florida, you don't know who he is. But you know he's a bastard. And you gotta give me this. Regardless if we're talking about Jack Diamond or John Gambling or any other schmuck in New York, to hear one guy talk about another disc jockey, that's something you'll listen to.
Absolutely.
Well, no, I had no choice. I was actually watching the People's Court while I was on hold with you guys, because I didn't know who he was.
Well, you just keep it up. You're not going to get anything.
Right.
That's what my girlfriend says. No.
Listen,
I thank you for your time, gentlemen. I just wanted to know how the New York, at least some people in the New York area, felt.
Things are going to go very well in New York. As a matter of fact, we're coming up to New York next Friday.
As a matter of fact, we're going to do a special in-studio show at NEW next Friday, where we're going to have stuff just for people from New York.
And they won't know about it until 4 hours after you go home.
No, listen to me, please. We're going to be announcing it all week.
Yeah, we're going to let everybody know when we're going to be up there. And, of course, we will be up there, you know, during the live period of this show from 3 in the afternoon until 7:30 in the evening. And we're going to invite people to come by. And we'll talk about it on Thursday so that they'll be there on Friday. And then they can listen to themselves Friday night. That's the way it works. Because, hey, we can't control the fact that we're on tape delay right now. That's what we got. Would we like to be live? Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's our lot in life right now. And listen, we do have an email system set up here. We do have an interactive system set up here.
Well, I can only speak for myself. I am not one of those dot communists. I don't own a computer at this point in time.
All right, well, then you're going to be effed. But listen, we do have things in place, but we're not going to do it until we see a little budge in the ratings.
All right, that's understandable.
Thank you, though. Thank you.
I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And hopefully I'll hear from you guys again.
Very good, sir.
Thank you.
Have a pleasant day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, won't you come on in, Paul?
Won't you come on in?
You know, the smartest thing would be for the management of WNEW, most specifically Ken Stevens, who I saw today, incidentally. And it's very tough for Ken to walk around the hallways of the radio station when he's got his head so far stuck up his ass.
Mm-hmm.
The smart thing for him to do would be to move to the morning and to move us live into the afternoon slot so that we wouldn't even have this problem.
And then you'd have a powerhouse.
Yes.
You'd have an automatic morning show that would be fantastic, and you would have an afternoon show that is also fantastic.
Yes, because listen, or put us on in the morning up there. We'd go up there and do the morning show on NEW, leave ONA in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We're not afraid of the big bad wolf on the other station.
Not at all.
Who? I mean, we've taken care of him before.
Yeah, absolutely.
We could do it again.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be on in the mornings in New York soon.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I just heard they're going to be doing a Saturday show.
Oh, the replay show.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Come on. We're talking about the Monday through Friday.
Right. Did you know about that already?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I did. Maybe I didn't.
I just found out today about 45 minutes ago.
Maybe
is
I did.
Is that replay show still alive?
No.
That project is still alive?
They're creating their own project.
Oh, this NEW is going to create their own?
Yeah.
What about thinking out loud here, and of course it's behind-the-scenes stuff on the radio. What about the weekend show that was going to be this big thing that they were going to put on all these stations?
Well, they forgot about that.
That's a good answer. That's the truth. That is the truth. That's why I'm laughing.
The P.O. got lost.
The P.O. got lost.
Hey, listen, did you find those pictures of Harvey Doodledoo?
Yes, I have both.
Oh, you got them both.
Yeah,
okay.
Harvey and Lisa and the kids all camping.
Oh, describe the pictures to us, Buzz, please, because we can't pull the net up here at the studio.
Well, you know, Harvey has the white hair and the white beard, and he's standing next to young Lisa, and the kids are all gathering around, smiling for the camera. There's a picture of them with their fishing rod. Here they are bunched together in the minivan or whatever they went camping in.
What do the captions say? What can the captions possibly say?
This is Kev Diamond. Lisa and I took the kids camping several times last year, including Jade State Park at the Maryland Shore. Except for the mosquitoes, it was a great trip.
Oh, watch out for that West Nile virus, Diamond.
Here I am with two of my daughters, Rachel and Amy, inside the pop-up camper. On another day, we went crabbing and fishing. Everyone had a great time. For Amy, my high-tech child on the left, it might have been just a bit better if she could get back to camp and sign on AOL. I set the camera on a rock and ran to get in the picture. Right after the shutter clicked, it fell into the creek. Any excuse for a new camera?
What a dick.
We're all peeling corn for a family camp dinner. After dinner, we've topped the evening off with ghost stories I learned as a kid at Buffalo Gap Camp in Coldstream, West Virginia.
God, what a dick.
Those are the camping pictures.
Hey, now, where's the one with the martini?
That's Lisa. That may be Jack and Lisa enjoy a quiet lunch.
Yeah, that sounds
I'll,
right.
I'll bring that one up here and stick it on that.
We gotta see that. Leave it up there because I'm gonna look at it during the break.
And imagine this: the guy is so conflicted that not only is he playing this out on the radio,
right,
but he's putting the pictures up on the. Hey, honey, listen, Lisa. Hey, look at this right here. You go to www.thirdwife.com, and there you are. I got a picture of you and me on the web. Hey, ain't that great?
Yeah, aren't I special? That's how much I love you.
This picture is captioned, "One of Life's Great Pleasures, Lunch with My Wife Lisa, Outside on a Warm Day with a Cold Martini."
What a bastard.
And then underneath that, a picture of Spencer Diamond, his pound puppy, the dog that he and Lisa adopted.
Oh, that's right, because that's another great scam we use on the show to show how really caring I am. You see, what I've done is I've taken my wife and five children, and I've kicked them out. But I'm a great guy, so I went to the pound, I adopted a dog.
Here's my pound puppy.
Because Lisa wanted it.
Because you know I'm a great guy.
So we got a pound puppy, a warm day, a cold martini, and an unbelievable, unimaginable bastard. Is there a picture of the ex on there?
No.
Shocker.
No pictures of Pam, oddly enough.
Shocker.
Really? Don't see her on here anywhere.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Crazy. What if there ever was a picture?
Why would you leave here? So, you know, that's an excellent question.
I'd like to know if there ever was a picture.
For the whole time that guy's had a web page.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think he ever used to put up pictures of his regular old stretched out wife, the wife who had been with him all the tough years?
And if she was in there, I bet it was a family picture. I bet there was never a warm day, a cold martini. My wife, Lisa. Here's the Diamonds in the Wilds of West Virginia. My daughter Amy is an aspiring photographer and loves to take pictures. She took this picture of Lisa and me on our latest hiking adventure in the mountains of West Virginia.
You know,
I don't like to deal with the kids. I mean, it really is.
Well, you know what? He's put them out there.
He put them out there. It just sucks. I feel bad for the kids. I really do. They don't, you know, they didn't choose that. They didn't choose. That sucks. I think that sucks.
Hey, Lisa, how about this? How about I have one of my kids from my other wife take our picture?
Yeah, that's
Hey, that's right. Hey, honey. Come here, take a picture of Dad with a brand new piece of ass that he's living with now.
Unbelievable.
Hey, maybe someday you and Lisa can change clothes. Because she's a size 6 and you're a size 6.
Is that it, Buzz, or is there more? The only other pictures are Jack with Nils Lofgren and, of course, the Rembrandts. At the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, that's too good.
Oh, goddamn.
Too good.
You know, why would you do that to your family? I mean, there's one. You know, the thing on the radio is one issue, but why would you do this?
Yeah, I know.
Why would you do that to your kids? Why would you do that and then advertise the website on your radio show?
Because you're an unimaginable bastard and you have an out-of-control ego?
I guess so.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Hey, my youngest daughter, I forgot your name already. Take a picture of Lisa and I.
Unbelievable.
And when we smile, we're going to say, great sex.
Oh, God.
Because that's what Lisa and I have, is great sex.
Yeah, and a martini and a warm day.
Yeah. When's the last time Pam saw a martini on a warm day?
Yeah, really.
Please. Please. Drinking cooking sherry. Poor bitch. At least she got the house. I bet she got the house. She had to have a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thanks for checking out the website. Yeah.
Thank you. Jack. Hey, listen, we got a prize right now because we love our listeners.
Yeah, fantastic. I could cry.
And we're going to give it away right now. Because the 100th caller.
I could just cry.
Maybe I will. call Lisa. No, not that Lisa. The other Lisa.
Our Lisa.
Our Lisa. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now. We got something for you. Good luck.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Creators of Marky in the Middle. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get our call 100 right now. Hello. Donaldo E. Miguel, hello.
Caller 100?
Right, yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Luke.
Luke, where are you from?
Westminster, Maryland.
Luke, you've won the Remember the Titans coach's jacket.
Right.
Great.
That's a nice prize. I'll just steal one of these. Courtesy of AMC and Disney. Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans is now showing Czech newspapers for theaters and showtimes. Thank you for listening.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Now, Robbie tells me that how many folks are here for the talent show?
Lisa told me two.
Two are here already. So we'll bring them in just a second.
Very good.
Just one last thing about this Harvey webpage.
Yes.
Did you go over and look at the pictures?
No, I didn't get a chance during the break. I didn't do that.
I did. They're
hideous.
They're sickening.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to look at it, it makes you feel bad. But then, beyond that, just to give you a glimpse of what a real phony bastard this guy is like,
right.
They have a link to all of these stories that mean something to Jack Diamond.
Oh, my God.
And Buzz was showing me the link, and one of them was a story by Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Buzz, read just a couple of the stories that this guy has linked to on his webpage.
Well, I will. There's a whole bunch of stuff in this list. I want to start with in-studio guest on the Jack and Bert Morning Show, in-studio comedian Larry the Cable Guy. Falls under the guest category. Authors heard on the show include John Gray, Practical Miracles for Mars and Venus, that Mars and Venus guy. And then here's a place where you can subscribe to the Jack and Bert Morning Show newsletter. And then under that, Free for All Friday.
Just go down to the,
here it is,
to the stupid link.
Past the photo albums and As Children Begin School. These are things I guess Jack endorses. I Trust You'll Treat Her Well is the name of one piece. Another is A Mother's Letter to the World.
And he's a good guy.
Under that, Homework Help Links for Parents. Is your personal information on the internet is listed here. And then Jack and Bert's favorite material.
I guess his personal information is listed on the internet.
Yeah, he's putting it
all
there.
Of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jack and Bert's favorite material includes Michael Moore's letter to Dr. Laura, a poem about the Special Olympics.
He's
just trying. He's got a nonstop PR campaign to make the world believe he's a good guy.
A nice guy, yeah. Right.
A piece called Leaving the City of Regret. The top five high school movies of all time. Alternatives to Harry Potter.
Here,
this is a gem. Words of Wisdom by Andy Rooney. Jack and Bert's local celebrity survivor game. The home alien abduction test. The sneaky quiz.
Go down to like the Mother Teresa part.
How important is one vote? Is followed by Words to Live By, written by Mother Teresa.
There you go. Get Mother Teresa on there. You know, go for the number one saint.
Jesus.
Put her on your website so people will believe you're a good guy. So on the same webpage
right.
where he's showing to the world,
mm-hmm.
pick
pictures of his new trophy wife with his kids.
Yeah.
He has the balls to have a link to a letter by Mother Teresa.
Oh, yeah, she inspires me. Yes, sir. Each and every day she inspires me. She does indeed. Hey, thanks for calling, Mother Teresa. Oh, I'm sorry you're dead. Sorry about that.
Hey, all right. You should just go look at it during the break.
I will.
It's
absolutely.
It's amazing.
It's like a car wreck. I really have to say that. It's something, when I was sitting over in Buzz's room looking at it with him, when I looked, I looked, and then I actually cringed for a minute and turned away. I thought, oh, this is awful for him.
It's uncomfortable.
It's awful for his kids.
It is. That's, you know, and I hate that. I really do. That's the part I hate about it.
But, you know, he's the one who's doing it.
I know.
It's not like these pictures have been taken by someone else and they're being put on the web unsolicited.
Yeah, it's not his kids' fault, though. That's what makes me feel bad about it.
Oh, but you know they got to hate him for it.
I don't know. You know, not yet, probably.
Now, later.
You know, probably bills to pay. You know, that bill will come due down the road.
I'll tell you the one funny thing. This will be my final comment on this. When Buzz clicked on the first picture, I said, wow, his daughter is good looking.
Right.
There was a picture of him with a young girl.
Right.
And Buzz said, that's not his daughter.
That's the new one?
That's the new wife.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go.
And that was my first thought. I didn't see the caption. I said, hey, wow, you know what? For being such a dick, his daughter's cute.
Hey, way to go, Santa Claus. Yes, sirree. Yeah, nice job.
Hey, words by Mother Teresa on our webpage.
Words to live by, though.
Along with some of our favorite Andy Rooney thoughts.
Thank you.
Now, we got a letter today that's not sappy or not phony, but it's a real letter. And this has got to be the only radio show in the world where we get a letter from a guy who used to be a caller, the Sam Huff guy.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, the guy who I thought handled it very well when you let him down.
Well, it was a group decision.
It was a group decision, but I mean, when you made the fight, you pulled the trigger. I had mentioned that he was on the bubble.
He was on the bubble.
You pulled the trigger rather, I was surprised when you immediately let him go the other day.
This is Sam Huff. Well, he's the guy who'd called the show for a couple of years and done his Sam Huff jokes, and frankly, some were funny, and more recently, none of them were funny.
So he was warned he was on the bubble, and then the last time he called, it was farewell to Sam Huff.
So today we get this letter in the mail. Dear Don and Mike, my name is Dominic Vidalda, but I am better known to you as the Sam Huff guy. I'm writing this letter in order that I may thank you for fielding my calls the last 2 years. I'm very thankful we had what I would characterize as an amiable parting.
Mm-hmm.
I did not wish to be one of those professional callers who was thrown off the show kicking and screaming, which is why I immediately accepted my fate when it was dealt. I was aware of the fact that the well was running dry on my material, and in due course I would finally come up on the short end of the stick myself. I mean, please, this is like...
I know.
The guy who used to call the show.
I know.
Make 15-second phone calls to the show.
I know. Grateful.
Let me see. I've been a Redskins fan since the age of 5. I hope to perhaps enter the field of broadcasting myself one day. You're a great inspiration. Part of your magic is you don't talk down to your audience.
What?
As many other disc jockeys do.
We don't.
Well, we do, when they deserve it.
Sure.
Yours is definitely the best show on the radio in all the markets. I again offer my sincere gratitude for allowing me to be a part of your smorgasbord of callers. And let me reiterate, you'll always be my radio gods. As long as your show's on the air, common people such as myself will never come up on the short end of the stick. Sincerely, Dominic A. Vidalda.
The Sam Huff guy.
The Sam Huff guy.
Bravo. Well, that's a regular caller that called us for 2 years and gave us a very gracious letter of exit.
Mm-hmm.
No need for it, but it was nice to get it.
How funny is that?
That is funny.
That's funny.
That, you know, I think guys that call the show, they you know, it's important to him. It obviously means a lot, and that's why. But you know, when he handled it on the air, at least that wasn't a negative letter. You know, we've gotten letters like that before. You know, if you thought that I was tedious, I certainly know there are many other remedies that you may have. You know what I mean? When we get letters like that, if you were tired of my calls, which I found very funny, at least Dominic didn't do that.
No,
he was gracious on the phone and he was gracious in the letter.
Dominic,
we'll see you in the future,
Dominic Vidal.
Dominic Vidalda.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, turn your radio down, please.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
You know, I've never, ever heard this Jack Diamond guy, but I have to say, after listening to you guys for 3 days, I think I'm going to yak.
Yeah.
I honestly think I'm going to puke. Who in the world would actually listen to this person.
Well, you know, and this is the surprising thing.
We actually, and we know this. We do this as a pure. We're selfish when we do this because we enjoy doing it so much. We know that when we do this,
we talk about him a lot.
He gets our listeners coming in to listen to his show.
His numbers go up.
Yeah.
When we talk about him,
which numbers go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because you know, we got 500,000 people here in D.C. who listen to our show, and
right.
I would bet that today on that website. And they're going to get 100,000 hits on that website before we get off the air today.
But we do it anyway because it's just too good. It's too good to ignore.
We used to take him. See, when we did a morning show, we used to do it against him every day. And then when we went to the afternoon, we actually pared it back a little bit because the people who run the station came and they had all this data. And they said, look, every time you guys talk about Jack Diamond.
Oh, it helps him enormously.
His numbers go up.
God, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, just the fact of listening to you guys for the past 3 days, I would never turn that man on.
You would be surprised how many really dumb listeners there are out there.
Yeah, and then you get our people that are tuning in, you know, under the so bad it's good theory.
Oh, God, no, he's just nauseous.
Yeah, he is. Thank you. Thank you, honey. Oops. Sorry about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey. There needs to be a comment made about the webpage that Buzz was reading the captions for.
Yeah, what about it?
The guy said that he and his kids were peeling corn. You don't peel corn.
You shuck corn.
You shuck corn.
Absolutely. Way to go. Way to correct an error.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don, my show.
You know, the only thing that separates Sam Huff from Jack Diamond from Don Imus is about 10 years along in a syndication deal.
No.
No, sorry. Thank
sorry.
You.
Can't agree with that one.
That is an insult to Don Imus.
It is indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Who, incidentally, was one of the he and he's we were talking about the other day.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they'll edit us, even though we actually, in a roundabout way,
gave him a compliment.
Gave him a compliment.
I don't know.
They'll edit us.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Now that we analyzed it, they'll edit us.
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're speaking to us. Hello.
Hey, how's it going there, Don
hey.
And Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
H-Y-double-D.
How you doing?
Hey, did
you
hear that? Frank Rizzo.
Hey, by any chance, were you listening to the Sports Junkies on our station here in Washington last night?
When they had the Hey You, How You Doing guy call him
I almost fell out of the car because obviously they hadn't heard of him, and it was just him doing it the first time. Hey, he got three out before they were like, okay, you're finished. You know, but it was just like him going,
how you doing?
It was funny.
Yeah. I remember the old days when those guys would actually listen to our show before they came into work.
Yeah, they don't do it anymore.
Well, they're busy with their free food that they get now every day.
Constant free food.
Constant free food for the sports junkies.
Hundreds and thousands of pounds of food.
Hey there, squeaky balls.
You know, we do religiously listen to them on the way home. And it was funny. I heard these guys who follow us here in D.C., and I think on some of our other stations around the country, they were taking calls about something, you know, sports, Redskins or something. And in the middle of all of it was that
the guy, the obnoxious, how you doing?
How you doing?
And he's like, yeah, go ahead.
How you doing?
What do you want?
How you doing?
This is you're Frank finished. Rizzo. I will not be ignored.
Oh, Frank Rizzo, go to hell. I agree with you. It was a funny moment.
Yeah, I'm glad you heard that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Oh, not too scabby. How you doing?
H-Y-double-D.
Hey, so you're going to be in New York Friday, right?
Next Friday, Friday the 13th.
I just wanted to ask Mike a question.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Are you going to bring your tape recorder when you're buying all your nudie magazines on the streets?
Ah, that's a good idea. Good reminder.
Excellent reminder. Hey, Head, don't forget that.
Yeah, can you pick me up the new Fox while you're there, too?
If I see it, I'll get it. But, you know, the Fox isn't funny. I'd really rather have the plumpers, jugs, you know, that type of thing.
You know, speaking of that, I was looking at my notes about stuff we're going to do on the show.
Right.
And I realized that all of the phone sex numbers that I carry around with me are from old magazines.
Right.
If any of you pervs out there have, like, the new Jugs or Beaver magazine.
Well, all we have to do is go up to our station in New York. You get the brand new ones.
I know, but I'd like one or two before we go to New York because I'd like to do that thing we did a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Or maybe a couple months ago. Where we called and just left messages,
right?
And then who, all the phone sex girls were able to message us back.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't have any of those numbers because that's all new technology. So any of you pervs, you know, if you got a copy of Jugs or or Big Boobs or whatever, bring them down to the station.
Amen.
We'll give you a prize.
Yeah, and I know that everybody working here will give you a prize too.
Hello,
yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don? Yo, this is Metacom. Yo, at the day you were talking about Diamond, right, I was trying to mess with him to see what he would do if I sent him an email.
Right.
I dropped him an email on the 107 website, and I was like, yeah, how can you let Don beat up on you like that? And he gave me this real crybaby answer about how Don's a bully and, you know, he just does that and all this kind of stuff. And he kept on emailing me back and forth. We were exchanging emails. I mean, he responded within 5 minutes of me sending him that email. And then, look, he asked me, I do web design on the side, and he was asking me if I would design a website or give him web hosting and all this kind of stuff, and he was kissing my ass.
Jesus.
It was the funniest thing.
So, wait, hold up and tell me. So you sent him the first email, and what did he respond? What was the first response?
He was basically saying, well, you know, Don's a crybaby and all this kind of stuff. I could send you guys the actual...
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah, please.
Oh, absolutely.
Please don't send it. Fax it.
I do have your fax number. I'll fax that information. So
I'd love that. I'd love to read a response.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
And can you imagine that?
My ass, big time.
Can you imagine how petty that is? That you get an email from someone,
right?
You know, and this is a disc jockey, you know, with who knows how many listeners,
right?
And you actually sit down to respond to that email. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. I can't believe you missed it. That was a Sam Huff guy calling a minute ago that compared Jack Diamond to you-know-who. That was the Sam Huff guy.
I don't think it was. I don't think he would call again.
I don't think that was Dominic.
I recognized the voice right away, and he even mentioned Sam Huff.
No, I don't believe that was Dominic.
Dominic. What a funny name that is.
Hello, Dominic.
After he's been known to us all these years as Sam Huff.
Yeah, his name was all along Dominic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I found a little slippery today.
What's that?
Don't worry about it.
What can we do for you?
Hey, you guys are having your talent contest today, right?
Yes, we are.
You had a lady call in yesterday that didn't like your prize with Sharper Image.
Right, she was going to give birth to a hot dog.
Right, if you can get somebody to give birth to a hot dog, I'm calling from Wichita, Kansas. I'm a plastic surgeon. If you can get somebody to do that, I will fly them here and augment them.
Oh, you're not a plastic surgeon.
I'm not.
No.
You want a number to reference?
No way.
Sure, hold on a second.
Hold on, please.
Don't hang up on me.
I know I'm putting you on hold.
Okay.
So we can call you back at your office. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Robbie, get a number from the guy on line 5, please. Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Don, you know, I listen to these guys from Baltimore. And I tell you, I love the Ravens, but I hate it during the football season when they got that stupid Stand a Fan show on there. Right in the middle of Buzz's first story yesterday at 7 o'clock, man, they cut it off.
I know. Listen,
Stand a Fan show.
Listen, this is, the city of Baltimore, the affiliate in Baltimore, has become as cheese dick as our station in Sacramento and you know, half of our affiliates that cut us off at 7 o'clock East Coast.
Yeah,
time.
It sucks, but people should understand that, you know, even though they're WJFK AM, they are not affiliated with this radio station.
No.
So they do their own thing, as bad as it might be. You know, it is like Sacramento. They do their own thing.
And I know.
And they've got another guy up there that's insisting on, you know, jamming into our time.
Hey, this is Stan, your fan.
Oh, let me tell you right now. I saw that jockey. He rode a good horse at Pimlico.
You know, there's nothing wrong with having a Ravens show. You know, the Ravens are a hot team, but... But have the Ravens show at 7:30.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I totally agree with you.
When our show is over. But you know what it's become? It's become a pissing contest.
Right.
Listen, let's face it. There's a rivalry between Washington and Baltimore. There always has been.
What's your numbers that your show carries? Don't they affect their radio station as well?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Of course they do. But that's where the pissing war comes in, because even though we have a national show, we have a show that's based out of Washington. We talk about a lot of stuff that happens in D.C.
And it's very difficult, as it is with all the affiliates that pull this kind of stuff, for us to compete when you've got powers in the building, you know, at that radio station that are working against you. It's very hard to tackle those guys. It's very difficult to do.
But I'll tell you, there's absolutely dick we can do about it.
All right, Juan, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. I mean, we fought the battle off the air,
yeah.
And we lost.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
You know what Don and Mike are talking about? Sir?
You're talking to us.
You're Don and Mike?
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good morning.
Hey, it was the Sam Huff guy.
It was Dominic?
I heard exactly what that other guy heard. The voice was the Sam Huff guy, and he even said the name Sam Huff accidentally before he
mentioned the other two names.
All right, well, we missed that. Right. He wasn't doing it in his usual, hi,
this is Sam Huff. Well, if it was Dominic, Dominic, you should call back, because after you send a letter accepting the fact that you've been kicked off the show, that means you're kicked off the show.
Is he kicked off the show in the person of Sam Huff, though? Or
no,
that does that mean he could call if he wasn't recognizable, which he obviously wasn't, with just random thoughts? As Dominic.
But he was recognizable.
Yeah, for a lot of people,
just
yeah.
Just not to the biggest mooks in the world, you and me.
So that means he's banned altogether.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Excellent decision.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is the goofiest show in the world.
You know what? You and I would have been great German officers during the war.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we really would have kicked
ass. We would have been better in Stalin's Russia. There was a lot more backstabbing. I saw that Robert Duvall movie, you know? They were always doing that.
Or back in the day of Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
You know, we would have been big on that, off with their heads.
Absolutely.
Throw them to the lions.
Sure, just sitting back there, you know, with Ken as the emperor, and you and I, like, you on the left, me on the right, just go, yeah. Thumbs down. Crowd's going to love it, Ken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Guess what? The Ravens are going to kick Washington's ass.
Okay, let's wait till they play that game. Hi, Don and Mike Show. I think I hate more boring sports talk.
Yeah, I wonder if we get a Redskin fan now that'll start his statement with, guess what?
Don and Mike Show.
I hate that. I swear to God, my kindergartner does that. You know,
listen, but I
guess just, what? Now, my kindergartner says, know what? You know, but I mean, guess what? Isn't that back in grade school? Away?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
And if we were going to be sucking on the ass of a team right now, mm-hmm. the team that we should collectively be sucking the ass of is the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're our team in New York,
mm-hmm.
right?
Jets are hot.
The Giants can go to hell.
Yeah, the Giants have let us down.
But the Jets are 4-0.
And the Yankees are back.
Yeah, Yankees won last
right.
night.
Yeah, you know what?
And thank God.
You know, that team.
And now they're unstoppable.
That's all it takes.
That's all it took is winning that one game.
Absolutely.
Last
they had a chance, but yeah. They came up against that Oakland pitcher that, you know, led the American League in walks. I was watching that game.
Kevin Aspier.
Aspier was up there just going, yeah.
Did you see on the ESPN that Wayne Corbett had the funniest thing? You know, that Keyshawn said that thing that he would. Keyshawn is a star, and that Wayne Corbett was a flashlight.
Oh, my God.
He said that
wow.
before the Tampa Bay Jets game. So the Jets had a bye week, and when they came back for their first practice, Wayne Corbett had on a Green Lantern T-shirt, you know, the comic book hero,
right.
And he actually had on his hand a Green Lantern ring. And that's funny. That's a clever way to say F you, Keyshawn.
Sure. A way to motivate yourself, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. This is not Sam Huff. I'm the guy that called, and I'm not Dominic.
Oh, you're not Dominic?
Yeah.
Who are you? What's your name?
Oh, I'm Dave in Sacramento, and I'm sorry I defiled the temple of the radio gods with an unfunny comparison.
Okay, well, that's all right. Yeah, that's nice of you to clear that up for those other two listeners.
So I wanted to protect Dominic's reputation.
Yes, right. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. See, it wasn't Dominic.
Ah, very good. It is funny, though. We've had that over the years, too. When a regular caller, you know, will elevate himself, you know, like protecting his reputation. It was a hell of a run, Dominic.
All right,
I love that.
Let's just try to call back the guy who said that he was... an enhancer of what do you call that?
Plastic surgeon.
Cosmetic surgeon.
Oh, the guy, the phony guy.
Yeah, from Kansas.
He wants to augment the woman who wanted to give birth to a hot dog.
It'll be obvious if he answers.
I don't get the connection.
7-3-3-channel-7. All
right,
3-channel-7.
Yeah, phony number.
3-channel-7.
Shocker.
3-channel-7.
Right. Okay, you're busted. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Mike. How's it going?
Great, thanks.
I just wanted to tell you, would you like to pick my sketch?
All right, listen, let's stop this. We're going to have the talent show. Okay, you have hang up, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. We're going to have the talent show.
I saw some people loitering out in the lobby.
Yeah, they're here, Mike. And we're going to start it next. Today's prize, of course, is a $1,500 gift certificate, a shopping spree to the Sharper Image.
Wow. Good.
Courtesy to 15 Days of 007 on TBS Superstation. Don't miss 15 Days of 007 every night through October 15th. He's the man. He's the legend. He's 007.
All right.
And we're going to give this away when we start the talent show, and we will start wheeling our contestants in. I think the judges, as usual, will be me and you and Buzz and Rob.
Very good.
And maybe we'll let Lisa judge also. Today.
Lisa will be the tie-breaking vote.
To make it an uneven number.
Good.
We'll start the judging, and you can judge at home, in your cars. A talent show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Oh,
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing DD now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Station break. Green Bay, Wisconsin. WNFL. In Memphis, Tennessee. It's WWGQ in San Luis Obispo, California. KCAL 99.7. And in Burlington, Vermont. Radio station is good old WEAD.
Give on up, man, and have a meal. And enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, not everyone is here for the talent show, but we're going to start it anyway.
Good.
I'll tell you that the guy who has the hairs coming out of the hole in his penis is not here yet.
We are all, in a very odd way, looking forward to that.
Yeah. He was going to pull one of the hairs out with a pair of tweezers.
Right.
Ouch. Also, the magician's not here yet, Mike.
Oh, God. You know, I could tell when we asked for the tuxedo, wimp.
And the clown who makes porno balloons is not here.
So the magician and the clown aren't here, and we're going to have a talent show.
Don't let it ruin it for you, though. Because we do have other contestants who are here.
All right.
And we're going to start meeting them now, and I don't know who's coming in first. And who's doing what? But let's welcome in our first contestant and get he or she to sign in, please. Hi.
Hi, Mike. What's
your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
I'm from Annandale.
Are you the guy who does the tug of war with his ass?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
So you base this on the fact that you have incredibly strong buttock muscles?
Yes.
So what you do is this right, that you stick a towel in your ass?
What is all the paraphernalia that you're doing here?
Well,
what
rather than just a plain old tug of war, I also brought a scale so we can see how much weight.
Well, how strong?
I can.
How strong your ass muscles are.
Yes.
That's incredible.
So what you do is you actually will shove that
skill. And more importantly, how did you discover this skill?
Well, it is a skill that hasn't come to a lot of practical use yet.
Right. I would imagine not.
Hey, Lisa, don't go far. I just saw Lisa walk down the hall.
I'm hoping to put it to some practical use. I'm not sure how I discovered it. I just one day realized that, you know.
Well, obviously, if you discovered it, I think you're evading the question here. I think obviously at some point, someone was playing with you, attempting to pull
or it could have been a self thing.
Did you just discover it?
I have said, here, pull this.
You have.
Uh-huh. I have said that, yes.
When you've had a towel shoved in your ass.
Well, yeah, washcloth.
Lisa has now made her way into the...
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah. Are you freezing? You look cold.
You okay today?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's a little chilly back there. I have an unsettled stomach, you know, after yesterday.
Oh, right. Well, listen, are you up for a tug of war?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay,
great. I have a question. I mean, I have a pair of pants that I can slice out the back in case you guys don't want to see anything.
You can always just pull down your pants. I mean, but when you do it, just pull down the back of your underpants.
Right, right, exactly.
We don't want to see your genitals.
And as we mentioned on the phone the other day, you're all nice and clean down there, right? So there's not going to be anything hideous?
No.
All right, so Lisa, what this guy's going to do is take this washcloth, he's going to tie it to a string, and he's going to put it in his ass. And then it's your job to pull it out. You pull on the shoestring.
You have to be the tugger in the tug of war.
Oh.
See, what he's doing is he's tying a shoestring. He's trying to. His hands are shaking.
Oh, don't be nervous.
He's tying a shoestring to the washcloth that he's going to put in his duke.
Now, can I really pull as hard as I can? Like, is your butt that strong?
I would suggest starting slow.
Okay.
And I have here a scale that we can pull and you can...
Starting slow. That's so we can enjoy it.
It sounds sensual, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, I see.
How much weight you're pulling.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm. Let me check my...
So what's that he has, Lisa? I didn't understand.
It's a little scale.
It's like what you measure fish with.
Yeah.
And when you, the weight of fish, you know, you hook a fish on it to see how much it weighs. So the poundage of the pressure pull.
So I'm going to pull from the scale, and we're going to see how many pounds I'm actually pulling.
Exactly.
Do you think that at some point, and while Lisa... And look at her. She's hot. She's beautiful. But she's not like China. You know what I mean?
No, she's not a strong, you know, burly woman.
She's not the wrestler. Do you think that she would be able to pull the washcloth out of your duke?
Yes, probably.
You think so?
The scale goes up to 28 pounds, and I don't think I can hold
20. Well, yeah, I'll tell you, it'd be quite an accomplishment if you can withhold 28 pounds of pressure.
How many pounds do you think? Well, what is your goal going into this event?
Have you been training?
I have not trained with this. I picked it up at Kmart on the way over here just so you could have some kind of idea.
So what's a guesstimate? I mean, when you've done this with your friends before,
has there always been a string attached or has somebody ever grabbed one end of the towel?
Never a string attached.
Okay, very good.
I'm guessing 15 to 20 pounds.
That's his guess. Okay, well then.
Right, let's see what happens.
Drop trowel.
All right, here we go.
Just the back of them.
Now, you obviously will insert the towel yourself.
I will do the insertion.
All right, here we go.
Do you think
he's going to go all the way up into his colon or something like that?
I thought that would be the easiest way to make sure it doesn't come out.
It'd be hard to do, I would imagine.
I don't know how I can avoid showing my butt crack.
That's okay. Just when you work here, you get used to that kind of thing.
All right, very good. All right, so
what he's doing now, he's
clenched his butt cheeks, and
All right, he's telling her to go. Now, Lisa, you're going to have to pull, and I'll try to read the...
Okay, I'm going to start slowly.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Pull, Lisa.
Okay, I am up to 5 pounds.
It's coming out already.
6 pounds.
Now, are you really holding your ass cheeks
tight? Two hands, Lisa. Two hands.
8 pounds. 10. 12. 14 pounds.
He's still holding it.
16 pounds.
Keep pulling, honey.
18.
Oh, my God.
Mike, you better watch out.
I will.
Fly back right in your face.
I know.
18.
She's really pulling hard on it now.
Yeah. You need some help?
23.
Wow.
No, let her keep going.
Keep going.
Okay. Oh, the towel landed on you.
The towel came.
You.
Get the towel away.
The towel came
springing out of his ass.
The towel's not nice.
Okay.
The towel's bad.
I know where it stopped when it flew out, and it was 25 pounds.
Wow.
25
pounds.
Very good.
25
pounds. Smells like root beer in here.
25 pounds. You should have seen. Lisa was pulling.
She was really. Her hands were shaking, yes.
As hard as she could.
Way to go.
Tugging on this shoestring. And when that baby came out.
Yep.
It was like something out of a Roadrunner commercial.
It was, I know.
You know what I mean? A Roadrunner cartoon where like
Wile E. Coyote.
Do you smell anything over there?
Not really. Do you smell anything, Lisa?
No.
No, I think it's okay. I think he was clean.
Yeah. All right, Mike, tug of war with the ass.
Good job.
All
right,
that's good
for our debut. Fantastic.
That's a wonderful first act.
That's a great act, Ron.
Thank you. We got to do a break before the next act.
Good job, Mike.
Lisa, is that the worst thing you've had to do on this show?
Probably the worst thing I had to do, the worst thing that I possibly would have had to do was eating those pickled penises that Jen the Lesbian sent. So, yeah, that's by far the worst thing.
Very good. Okay. Congratulations, Lisa.
Thank you.
So pulling a towel out of a man's ass with a shoestring,
it's not.
It was just a little bit worse than eating pickled penises.
I'll give her credit. She dives right into her work.
Yeah.
She was pulling hard.
I think not so much the pulling as the receiving of the towel when the incident was over. That was probably the worst. And the pulling, she seemed to enjoy it.
The only truly disturbing thing I believe Mike, the guy that was, had the towel between his pillows.
Yes.
He enjoyed it just a little too much.
You should have seen him smile. I got a full shot of his face.
He liked it. I think he enjoyed the pressure.
He likes being here.
He's got one strong ass.
Yeah. It's interesting. I certainly wouldn't want to try this myself, but I would imagine that if you go in deep enough, you know, where you can really clench your buttocks, that the average person would probably be able to accomplish a similar feat.
That's why I was wondering if he was going to actually put it inside him.
Yeah.
I mean, not all the way, obviously, but like if he was going to go down there, like he was going to, you know, wipe or something.
Wow.
I mean, how far in
is that? I think he went probably right up against the
eye.
The eye. Oh, sure. I think he probably went indeed to get that to hold. He looked like, you know, there wasn't much of that towel showing. Pretty nasty.
Until it all showed.
Was that a great first act?
Bravo. What a great talent show. Tug of war with his ass.
Anal tug of war.
Okay, we have to do a commercial set. Oh, hold on. I don't know if people want to comment on that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I do a website for you guys, and I was probably, this is probably not the best time to call in about this. I didn't think I'd get you guys, but what's the best way to get affiliate station listings for you guys?
Amy, you do an unofficial website?
Yeah, I do one of the unofficial websites.
And go to Westwood One, I guess.
Yeah, Westwood One would have the information.
Their website?
I guess, I don't know.
Okay.
Try a phone.
Listen, we don't know all the stations that we're on. I don't see how anybody could possibly have a list on the web. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
My radio guys.
Hi.
Yeah, do you mind if I come down here, come out and join the talent show?
Well, what's your talent?
I can take a bottle cap and I shoot it out of my ass.
You can shoot a bottle cap out of your butt?
Yeah.
How far?
About 10 feet.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's like a big pocket of gas fills up and it just comes right out.
Yeah, sure. If you can make it down in time.
All right. What's
absolutely. What, Charlie?
How old are you, sir?
I'm about 21.
Does this guy call?
About 21.
Does this guy call all the time?
He doesn't sound old enough to partake in this game.
Are you really 21?
Yeah.
About.
Well, then bring ID.
Aight.
Bring ID. Aight.
Aight. Bye.
And a bottle cap.
Bye, my radio god.
All right. Bye-bye.
We won't be seeing him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Tamino, the magician.
Is this the guy that we wanted to wear a tuxedo?
That's exactly right. Yeah. I pulled out of my hat.
Where are you?
Well, I'm at home now. My wife has the car. The problem is I never got called.
What do you mean you never got called?
Yeah, they were the person, the lady that took my name and all that stuff.
Here comes Lisa. Hold on.
Here she comes.
Okay, I did talk to this guy 2 days ago, and it was before we had when and what time that it was going to be, so I said, we'll get back to you. Well, it was announced up one side and down the other on the air that day, and yesterday when I wasn't here, I heard lots and lots of stuff about
it. Yeah, we would
so
make plenty of announcements it was today.
All right.
Oh, I know. I was expecting to get a phone call, though.
Do you listen to the show?
Oh, of course.
So you knew it was going to be today?
Though.
What?
Not every minute of the day. I do have to work sometimes.
Yes. Congratulations, Tomino. Your gift certificate just disappeared.
All right, well, goodbye.
Hey, thanks for the trial. I'll try it again sometime.
Right.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Right.
Poop, you're gone.
Listen, I hope a rabbit craps in your hat.
There you go.
What do you think about
that? What a letdown.
Probably a fag anyway.
Really?
Most magicians are.
Here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Do it!
The great Fizzini. Watch as I make this zucchini disappear.
Fagini.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I was just wondering about that guy who did the anal tug of war kind of thing.
Yeah.
How big was the towel?
It was a face cloth. A standard size washcloth.
Okay, for some reason I was picturing a big towel and you guys were like, you couldn't see much of the towel, and I was thinking, holy cow.
I thought it was funnier to say face cloth.
Yeah, well.
You know, that's right before bed tonight, he'll be scrubbing up with that.
Goodbye.
We were just wondering about that. Thanks.
Yeah, right. No, it was a washcloth.
My skin has never looked better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up?
Hey.
I've got a great tan.
Hello.
What's up, yo?
Yo.
Yo, G, homie G.
Ray, who let the dogs out?
I did.
What do you want?
Hey, you know that tug of war?
Yeah.
Now, how could some guy hold 23 pounds of a cloth stuck in his ass?
He's got very strong butt muscles.
We just saw him do it.
Isn't that crazy?
All right, thank you. I told you, Mike, everybody wants to respond about the guy who did the tug of war with his ass.
That was great color commentary.
Well, just wait until that, and that color was?
well, the color of the towel, brown.
Brown. When we come back, well, I don't want to tell you who's coming up next, okay? I think I have an idea which act is coming up next.
And, you know, I know everybody said, hey, the guy just had a towel in his butt, but a tough act to follow.
I think the next act also involves the butt, though.
Oh, wonderful.
Just tell you that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
They'll gladly run around in circles for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hold on before we bring that next act in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I need clarification, please.
Clarification on what?
Was there actual penetration by the towel, or was it just a clenching?
It was a clenching.
But it was very close to
penetration. We really, you know, no one got their face down close enough to see just if there was any penetration. There may have been slight.
But it was close to the no-no.
But I think really, if you're...
What?
It wasn't an actual insertion.
No. No, we cleared that up before.
Yeah.
Okay. I was confused. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that that's not able to do it for you. Thank you for the call, though.
Thank you.
That's a disturbing call.
Maybe next time.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm at the McDonald's in Maryfield. I wanted to come down and do a talent.
What's your talent?
Laying my nuts on your chin.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi. Can I ask Don Geronimo a question about fantasy football?
Yes, I'm here. Rob, bring the next person in. Okay. Yeah, hi. I'm here. What?
Yes, hi. Could I ask Don Geronimo?
He's here.
Dummy. He's here.
What?
Hello, guys.
Yeah. No, Don, I need to ask you.
Oh, please. Goodbye. Here is our next contestant. And who are you, please?
My name is Tommy.
And Tommy, let me look you up on the sheet. Tommy is the guy who can make himself fart on command. He's the guy who compared himself
to Mr. Methane.
To Mr. Methane.
Right.
Really?
An amateur.
Are you as good as Mr. Methane?
No, I'm practicing. So.
Tommy, do you amaze your friends with this ability? Do you perform at parties?
I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And I mean, people just must go wild.
It is
great.
Pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a show planned for us here?
I have a couple.
All right, now what would you do is take that microphone.
Which one? This one?
Well, you don't use that one, Mike.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. It's just got him closer to me.
I got to get
swing it over by where he was.
I'm just thinking of the odor factor.
And
is there an odor factor when you do this?
No odor factor.
No odor factor.
One of those microphones has to go by your mouth, and one has to go by your ass.
So you want to back in. See that microphone where Rob's standing? You want to back...
I want to be this way.
What are you doing?
I got to be on the floor to do this.
You got
to
be on the floor?
You got to be on the floor to do this.
Yeah, all right.
I hate... what's he doing?
He's got his butt...
He's
got his butt up in the air, and you heard the result.
He has his feet up in the air. He's holding his feet with his hands.
I am not doing any job at all of describing this. Let me say, right now he is on the floor. His back is on the floor. He has lifted his butt up into the air, and he is farting. His lips are not moving. This is not a mouth sound. All right. Hold on. Slide closer over to the microphone so you can get right underneath the microphone.
Lisa or Rob, would you move the mic
all right,
closer
here we go.
To his butt?
He's on his back.
Okay, here we go.
I can't believe we're seeing this. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh,
God, that I didn't like the sound of that one at all.
Okay, do some more. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, I'll give
does
you
this
another.
Does this hurt when you do it? You look like you're really working to do
I'll
this.
I'll give you another song.
It's hard.
Oh, when the Saints come marching in. Oh, when the Saints... Come, marching in. How long God. Could you continue on your back with your legs up over your head farting like this?
Apparently forever.
All
right, here's it. Now, you've done the music. You've done the little, like, the short bursts. How big a one can you do for us? Like, how... All right, now you were just expelling that. Now he's trying...
Up in, ears out.
Right.
So we're hearing it go in. We're hearing the air go in as well as come out.
Was that in or out?
That was in.
All right. And now what I want you to do is do the longest, biggest, loudest one you can
do. Let him just keep going as long as he can, though, right. Before he gives us his finale. All
right. Oh. What was that sound?
Because for me, I could watch a guy on his back with his legs up in the air farting all day long. I could do this just as long as I could look at Jack Diamond's website. I mean, both things would be a whole show.
And this is an amateur. This is not a Mr. Meathead. This is a guy that does this just hanging around.
Keep going. I'd be curious to know how much. Let me know. Just fart until you can fart no more.
It's getting tough now because I got a lot of air in my stomach. I'm going to have a big one building up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it goes into your stomach.
Yeah. Right, no problem at all.
Now, what is there any way, could you stand up and release it now, do you think?
Yeah, you can. And right. You can also suck it in like this.
If you were to stand up.
Like, face down.
All right, and now get your butt near the microphone. We got to hear these.
All right, now he's.
This is kind of like,
right, now he's like doggy style.
On all right, here fours, face down to the floor.
All right. All right. Oh, my God.
All right, hold on. He's getting on his back again. He's gone back to his position A.
And I say keep going as long as you can until you're out.
Oh.
Hey,
sign him up. He's got to be ours. He's got to be ours.
God damn.
Oh. We still have that towel.
You know, these are better than any sound effects tapes we ever played.
And would you agree, the studio odor free?
Yes.
Not a scent.
That could change.
Oh.
I got, here's a silent one. Oh, wait, never mind.
That's not silent. Jesus.
Oh my God.
This guy has got talent.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to a man who is farting on command on his back.
I want him to just keep going until he says, I have no more.
Oh, my God.
Now, he's very flexible.
He is.
He's like in a freaking yoga position.
He has to be, I think. Take in the air.
I'm grunting now. I'm out of breath.
Are you done?
All right, here's one more.
One more.
One more. Okay, now he's
grand finale.
He's going back to the,
on all fours.
He's not done yet. You know, if I wasn't seeing this, I wouldn't believe it.
I can't believe what I'm saying.
And for those of you listening, we ask you not, no pun intended, this guy is on all fours. Yep.
We got to bring him out to a Las Vegas-style show.
He's amazing.
Absolutely. Let's give him a round of applause.
No, don't make him stop yet, though. And he's still got more in him.
It's stuck now.
He's stuck now?
My stomach is...
You are the man!
Oh, that was...
Wow. You are the man!
That was amazing.
Thank you, radio guys.
Wow. That was amazing.
Boy, what a talent.
How the hell can you...
Interruption to the Don and Mike show is being caused by sunspots, disturbances on the surface of the sun, which interfere with satellite reception. Meanwhile, we hope you'll enjoy these moments from a previously recorded Don and Mike show. We'll return to Don and Mike Live as soon as the period of sunspots ends. Thanks for your patience, and thanks for listening to Don and Mike on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Hello, Sergeant Ferrer, can I help you?
Yes, hi, Sarge. Hi, this is the Don and Mike show.
Do you mind going on the air with us?
Oh, not at all.
Hi, we just received your letter today.
I'm surprised you, I'm shocked, actually.
And, I guess I'm calling to ask, why you want us to pay for your hotel.
Well, because you are damn nice guys, and I was in a spot. I don't know anybody in Washington.
And now we're not
a listener.
We're not that nice. We can't pay for it.
Oh, I know, but you're nice. And, in a not so nice way, I guess.
I mean, we're nice in a not so nice way.
We're nice, and you're right. There are lots of hotels in the D.C. metro area that you could stay at on your own. You know, perhaps in your letter.
Oh, yes, but in my limited budget, I explained in the letter.
Well,
I'm kind of caught off guard.
All right. Well, you know, maybe you're right. You've got money stashed away for food, transportation, and souvenirs.
Right.
You know,
right.
Maybe you eat at McDonald's.
But we didn't want to. I know. I understand.
You go to Rent-A-Wreck, and frankly, I'm telling you that the little toys of the Washington Monument and the
they're not all they're cracked up.
The bubble domes of the White House, they're blown way out of proportion.
they're really not all they're cracked. Can't you pull it together a little bit?
I've been working for them all this time. I wanted to go over there and live high on the hog for a week, and then
there you want to live. Want to live high on the hog for a week.
And you say you've been saving your money. Yeah, you got a few shekels, don't you, where you could, you could probably spiff for the hotel room? I mean, you are working, right? I mean, your military...
Well, you know, after I wrote the letter about 3 days afterwards, when my supervisors gave me this book on different military lodging available, I explained that I thought I checked all of them. I was looking for an Air Force base to stay at, because if you're in the military, you can stay at bases if they have room at a reduced rate.
You mean the same way you can fly on space available?
No, hey, I'm paying out of my pocket.
Well, no, I mean you can. I mean,
if there's a flight available, they have people to. They have room, you can...
The point is, if there's room, you get a discount because you're in the military, and if...
I think you get free if space available.
If there's room at a military base, you can stay there...
For free.
Not for free, no.
Or the nominal fee.
It's about...
$15 a night?
No, it used to be, but now it's about $32,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't you doing that?
Because I was not able to find it. At the time I wrote you, I had checked at all the nearby Air Force bases, Andrews, Bowling. They didn't have anything, but since...
Is there a relative or a friend where you could maybe borrow some money to pay for your hotel?
I've borrowed enough.
See, I'm just amazed. As I mentioned on the air, we get letters all the time from people who are really... in need.
I know.
And in those cases, we don't mind helping, and we never call them on the air, and we never make a big deal about it. We just get a letter from
now
you.
Now I feel like a big heel.
We just get a letter from you, a guy saying, hey, guess what? I'm coming to D.C. Would you guys please pay for my hotel?
I think the operative question would be, what the hell were you thinking?
I was being very selfish, I guess, and I'm embarrassed.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, that's probably just as well.
And I'm embarrassed nationwide. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Maybe that's just as well. And I do hope you somehow, pull it together and get your trip. But,
actually, I did find there's a naval lodge that's right by... it doesn't make me very comfortable, but the naval
you are selfish.
Research center.
It'll be fine.
Jesus Christ!
and you don't have
whatever
to pay.
That is.
It's the research center. You don't have to pay, but they do medical experiments on you.
That's right.
I found a place for $56 a night, and
you could stay in a hotel for less than $56 a night.
Hey. I've checked all the hotels online and everywhere that I...
Oh, you want to be right downtown?
Yeah, because I...
Yeah, okay, duh.
I'm really avoiding trying to rent a car because I heard that the mall area where we want to go, all we want to do is tour the Smithsonian...
Well, there's a good mass transit in the city, especially
for... Yeah, that's what I plan on using. I didn't ask you for a limo or anything. I just want...
And thank you for that.
That was nice.
Thank you for not asking us for a free limo.
You're not in any militarily sensitive position, are you?
No.
Thank God.
No, as a matter of fact, I wrote he's in the Air Force Reserve.
Oh, the Reserve.
He's in the reserves.
Well, I was active duty once upon a time, yeah.
So you were kind of using the military thing.
Through all the major... all the major wars we've had in the past 12 years.
Were you using the military? Were you using the military thing to maybe get our sympathy, too?
No, not at all. Okay. I was using my 16-year-old daughter to get sympathy.
Well, listen, it's time that your 16-year-old daughter faced the fact that, you know, dad's a bum.
Oh, God.
And that dad has to write letters to disc jockeys to try to get hotel rooms.
But you're coming to Washington. You're going to be able to do the trip?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
All right, good.
After we're leaving next Saturday.
That's good. Well, enjoy your stay. You know, maybe
visit ya?
Maybe go without eating or something like that.
You know, or like I said, you know, go to McDonald's or Burger King, man.
Have you ever seen what McDonald's and Burger King are charging now? It's getting way out of line.
All right, I feel horrible now.
Then go to 7-Eleven.
But it's cheap. Metro's cheap, and you can stay far away and probably get a good... Don's absolutely right. If you stay outside the city, you probably get yourself, for that money that you're talking about, you probably get yourself a nice little midline, you know, motel.
Or do what those model bitches like Kate Moss do. You know, I read that Kate Moss, you know what she eats?
What does she eat?
Altoids.
Yeah.
That's like her meal.
That's scary.
You know, Kate
well,
Moss,
those are good, but they
Kate Moss
need a little
like,
more than that.
She has like five Altoids, and she goes, oh, I'm stuck.
Ooh, my God.
I can't have anything else.
Well, good luck. Are you?
I do feel ill, and I do enjoy listening to you. I've been listening to you for quite a while, and
we appreciate
I feel
that.
Thoroughly embarrassed.
We truly appreciate the fact that you listen, but we're not buying you dick.
That's right. And, you know, don't let that dampen your trip. Have a marvelous time
not at all.
In our nation's capital.
Well, Don and Mike, I thank you very much, and I can just feel the heat coming off my face right now because it's beat red.
Well, good. Well, you should. Jesus all right. Christ.
All right. Make sure you have money for souvenirs. You know, basically you go without, but you let that daughter of yours.
This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
Over on the side of the road, I almost peed myself. And when you mentioned a Las Vegas style show, for some reason a sick image popped in my head. You tape a straw to his butt and have him blow up a balloon.
Hey, you know, that's good. Somebody write that down.
You know, that's the second.
How big did he get that damn thing?
That is the second good idea we have. We got his name, Tommy Hilfarter.
Tommy Hilfarter blowing up a balloon. I like that idea.
A great idea. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Okay, listen, who's next? I don't know. We'll find out right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It was a celebration tinged with controversy for Jerry Seinfeld last night in New York as hecklers and protesters went shoulder to shoulder with Jerry's fans for an evening full of surprises.
It was really exciting. Really, really exciting. It was like being in a Roman Colosseum.
Jerry stepped up to the mic for his live HBO show in New York last night, wowing his audience. The stand-up did run into one problem, though. He was taunted by hecklers.
It was terrifying.
What happened?
I was not expecting that. I didn't understand you, sir. No, I was right the first time. Thinking, oh, beautiful. This is perfect. But it worked out fine.
Warning, the following program features no actual quitter. The Don and Mike Show.
We'll get some more of our talent show contestants on here in a second.
Bye-bye.
Tomorrow we're going to pick the winner of the J.O. contest.
Yes, long awaited.
We're going to go through the remaining tapes.
Good.
Pick a winner. Those people J.O.ing with just the camera on them from the shoulders up.
Very good.
Also, on tomorrow's episode, Holo, Howie Long.
Howie Long will be here. Maybe we can ask Howie Long about that new big-breasted girl on the show.
Right, the one he's not allowed to look at.
Maybe he'll threaten us again like he did the last time when we talked about Terry Hatcher.
Also tomorrow on the show, live in studio taking the sex quiz, Ken Osmond, who you might know as Eddie Haskell.
Uh-huh. I wonder how he'll score.
Not as well as Dennis Franz did.
No. And probably not as well as, what's his name, Greg Brady.
No, and also definitely. Tomorrow, a brand new low-budget Jeff R.D. And you know, I think I mentioned to Broyhill, if I didn't before the show, I'll mention it now, that, you know, Dennis Franz came on the show earlier this week to promote a giant 5K run-walk that they're having in downtown D.C. on the Mall on Saturday morning. And he is co-chairing this with Katie Couric.
Right.
And that would be a perfect opportunity for the pixie-like, impish Katie Couric.
Just to make her return engagement on our program.
Right. I mean, you know, back when she was just a reporter from Channel 4, she certainly did love the attention. We'll call her up and ask her what kind of underpants she was wearing.
I'd love to get Katie back on the show. She's great. We still love her, and it'd be great to have her back on the show.
I mean, we give her a plug for the thing. And besides, she's coming to our hometown on Saturday.
And her hometown. This is where she was born and raised, in the Washington, D.C. area.
She should call us.
Yeah.
You know, and speaking of Katie Couric.
Yes.
Have you taken a good look at her legs recently on the Today Show?
I think she looks good.
They're too muscly.
I mean, I like that look.
No, they're too muscly.
She's in great shape.
She is.
She's cut.
She is. There's no doubt that she is.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to look really closely. I mean, like,
watch tomorrow morning.
Are they like really?
Watch tomorrow morning when she crosses her legs. They're like looking at some guy during the Olympics with his legs.
Really?
They're big and muscly.
See, you get grossed out by that. That kind of turns me on.
I wonder if she's getting any.
She looks different. She looks better. She looks as good as she's ever looked.
Maybe she's getting some penicillin then.
You know, she's got that new hairdo, which I think looks great. You know, she's got the same thing that Jane Pauley had, where they change hairdos every 5 weeks. But she looks, I think she looks as good as she's ever looked.
Hot. You think she's getting a high hard one from someone?
She looks happy. That's a clue. We could ask her if she came on the show. We should ask her, how's your love life?
Are you getting the high hard one?
You getting the high hard one? I don't want to put it that way.
Are you riding the baloney pony?
Somebody hiding the salami.
Are you going to Stiffy City? Well, listen, if Katie Couric had to add any kind of integrity at all, if she really wanted to promote this thing, she would come on this show tomorrow.
Are you swinging the wood?
Hey, give me the number for the Today Show, Rob. Jesus, we could just call up there and leave a message on our voicemail, right?
Yes, of course, and ask her to come on our show.
Say, call us tomorrow.
To promote her event this weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
I mean, I won't bore everybody, hold on a second, with the story of Katie Couric, but it is no bull S.
This is a big story.
That Katie Couric got her job on the Today Show because of us.
Her very first networked news piece for NBC was covering this show when we did our very first, the very first radio broadcast of a commercial radio station in the United States to the Soviet Union. Uh-huh. We had 40, 50 cameras in here, and Katie Couric was the local NBC affiliate reporter, and that was her first network piece.
They picked it up, and they ran it on the nightly news, and immediately she was hired to be a White House correspondent or some jazz like that. Uh-huh. And she used to come on the show all the time.
She came to one of our anniversary shows.
We used to, in a snowstorm. We used to call her up all the time and ask her disgusting questions, like about what kind of underwear she was wearing.
That's right.
Oh, do you remember that day she was sitting up on our console with her legs crossed?
Do you remember that? She was sitting right next to you.
And do I?
You were in the background. You were her backdrop.
Do I? Yeah, when she was doing the voiceover for. And these two slovenly disc jockeys are the first to ever broadcast to the Soviet Union. For NBC News, I'm Katie Couric.
That's right.
Then she got the job, and then she called us once.
Mm-hmm.
Once.
One time.
9 years ago.
That's right. It's only once.
Yeah, only once.
She's fun. I mean, we have a good time with her.
I don't know. Now we might be too dirty for her. You know, too dirty for her.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Well, that's what happens, you know. They all go on to bigger and better things, and we just stick around in the mud.
Keep being dirty.
Just listen to the guys. But, I mean, look at us showing our teeth laughing when we got the guy coming in
hey,
and farting on command. I mean, that's funny.
You know, she won't admit, but she would laugh at that.
I don't think, you know what? There are very few people who wouldn't laugh.
And let's be honest, she hears it every morning from Al Roker.
Yeah.
You know it.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Hey, good morning, Al. Hello, what can we do for you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hi.
I love you. I love your show. That talent contest you guys are having is just absolutely fantastic. It is wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to let you know that you're not the only suffering fan out there. I'm a Chicago Cubs fan.
Well, Don was a Chicago Cubs fan. It used to be a very nice thing we had. We were both fans of long-suffering baseball teams. And, Don abandoned baseball after the strike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, we did you wrong because we actually released Calvin Schiraldi, and you guys picked him up that year.
Yeah, you deserve extra credit for releasing Calvin Schiraldi.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That's the guy you hate most of all, right?
I like to say it every time because it's an important fact for everybody to know, especially Red Sox fans listening right now. 1986 World Series, everybody blames Bill Buckner.
Billy Buck, don't give a...
That's right. It was not Bill Buckner. It was Calvin Schiraldi. That's the man. You want to blame the World Series on somebody? That's Calvin Schiraldi, who couldn't throw the last strike to get the Mets out in the 86 World Series.
Down, boy.
Damn it.
Hello.
Homo Joe here, Don. My gut is the best trained butts in D.C., I have to tell you.
Hey, I'm going to have to get you a chicken coop for the Red Sox, Fred.
I know. I got all emotional, got all filled up talking about the 86 Series.
Hello.
Chicken soup for the Red Sox.
Joe here, Don.
Hi, Homo Joe. Hi.
You have the two best trained butts in the whole Warbro. It's a gay man's dream.
Oh, one tight, oh, right.
One loose one.
Right. Oh, the guy with the towel and the guy with the farts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty incredible. You've been getting all hot and bothered today, Joe?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, and not even only that, but your contest with the geishing, I'm getting all the geish shots. You're getting all the face shots.
Oh. Joe, when's the last time you had gay sex?
How about last night at 10 o'clock?
And was it with a new guy?
No, this is a guy I've been seeing for quite some time.
His regular squeeze.
My squeeze, yes.
And please, identify quite some time. How long is that? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Since the last?
No. When you said it's the guy you've been seeing for quite some time.
The duration.
Oh, this one would be like 4 months.
The duration of the relationship is 4 months.
Four months.
I got good news for you. You know, that guy that was making the sounds, Joe, probably be coming out to the next Las Vegas style show.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait.
So you'll be able to meet him.
I can't wait.
All right, Joseph, got to go.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Can I finally say I have my homojoe.com up and running, finally, for the recipes and stuff so people can find them?
Oh, sure, your website is up. Give it a plug, Joe.
Okay, homojoe.com.
You got it.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
HomoJoe.com.
Love HomoJoe.
There you go.
Let's call the Today Show. Then we'll bring the next act in for the talent show.
Then on with the contest.
But, you know, this whole Katie Couric thing comes to mind. She really should call the show to plug this event.
NBC Channel 4, Jennifer speaking.
Yeah, hi, Today Show, please.
That office is up, please.
I'd like voicemail, please. Voicemail.
Sure.
Voicemail, Katie Couric.
Hello. You've reached the NBC Today Show. Our switchboard is open for calls 9:30 to 5 o'clock daily.
Right.
If you are calling with a segment idea, please press 1 now.
Nope.
If you are calling for a transcript of the show, please press 2.
Who would want that?
If you are calling for a Willard Scott birthday announcement, please dial 3 now. If you have general comments, please press 4 now.
What about
Thank you.
For Katie.
I'm going to have to press 4, right? 4 general comments.
Please hold.
How much you want to bet Al Roker picks it up?
Hello, this is Al Roker.
Because what does he do? Here's the weather
in your neck of the woods.
Does he still do the weather at night?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't work on Channel 4 anymore. And he bitched about that, about how grueling that was.
I wonder where he's working tonight.
Al Roker used to bitch because he had to work on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. Then he had to do the 5 o'clock weather on Channel 4 in New York.
Well, look at all the downtime, though. I mean, you know, he has to come up, get up, crack of dawn in the morning, come in, do 5 minutes of weather. Then he's got to go back in the evening, do 5 minutes of weather. And all that time in between, it's like he can go anywhere. So what does he do? He eats.
You've reached the Today Show question and comment line. Please leave a message or else visit our website at today.msnbc.com. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Hello, this message is for Katie Couric
from her old friends from Washington, D.C., Don and Mike.
Katie, hi, listen. We might be dead to you, but you are not dead to us.
We'd love you to come back on our program.
Katie, we had your buddy Dennis Franz on the show this week promoting the big walk this weekend in D.C. that we understand you're coming back to town to chair and to walk in.
And we think it would be just ducky for you to come on our show after a very long period of time.
9 years.
To promote the event and just to say hi, Katie, because, you know, we really do love you.
And Katie, you know, we are as big as elephants, and you know what they say about elephants? Elephants never forget.
Absolutely.
Katie, we remember when you were the struggling reporter for Channel 4.
And you did a little piece on the Don and Mike Show broadcasting to the Soviet Union that really got your star rising.
I got you your first job on NBC Nightly News.
Katie, please don't forget your friends.
So face it. You owe it to us.
Now, hopefully that this little message that we're leaving on your Today Show comment line will find its way to you, Katie. I certainly hope it does.
Yeah, I hope some peon intern doesn't get this and throw this away. Listen, this is important if you're a peon intern. We used to be personal friends of Katie Couric's.
We're Don and Mike, okay? The Don and Mike Show.
She won't admit it to anybody, but when she worked at Channel 4 in D.C., we used to call her up in the morning and ask her about her underpants.
Come on the show anyway, even though Don said that, Katie.
Said what?
The underpants thing, she's not going to call now. She won't call because she's trying to distance herself.
Well, it's a fact, though.
I know.
I'm just saying it was a different Katie Couric back then.
Now the intern will probably not even send her the message. She probably won't get it now.
No, we just asked what kind of underpants you want. Color underpants. I'm wearing red underpants.
I know. Obviously,
I'm wearing blue underpants.
Innocent back then, but now? Okay.
Oh, I know now because she's a big star.
That's right.
She's a big star.
Well, maybe she'll come on the show again.
Katie, listen, we're calling. We're saying you should be on this show to promote your event in D.C. this weekend.
So please, drop by.
Don't do it for us, and don't do it for the fact that it's been 9 years...
My God.
...since you called our show.
Almost a decade.
Think of the charity, Katie.
Look how far you've gone, Katie, and, well, we're still here doing the same thing.
Although we're on in your city now, you can hear us on WNEW.
Yeah, we're on in New York.
Damn, your legs are muscly.
Yeah.
They really are.
You're looking fantastic.
I'd like to ask you about those legs.
Mm-hmm.
Call us, Katie.
This is your friends, Don and Mike.
We used to be your friends.
Hopefully we still are.
Back when you were on the way up. Remember us?
Please. Yes, we're begging.
Please, Katie.
We're not above it.
Call the show tomorrow. And give the message to Katie.
Say hi to Ann Curry for us.
Hey, how about
perfect
that?
Perfect timing.
Hello?
I guess that's it.
What, we can't?
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1.
I don't want to hear it again.
Listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
No. Well, we can't add on?
Press 1.
For what?
If we're satisfied with the message.
Oh.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Urgency.
Send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Wonderful.
To disconnect, press 1. Thank you. Goodbye.
I love that part. Goodbye.
They may want to call up with a brief addendum. You never left a number that she could call you at.
Oh, yeah. Right. Right.
Very good.
Quicker, please.
One moment.
Oh, he's the producer. Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
I actually have to go to our publicity department.
Well, hold on. What if I take you off the air for a second?
Too late.
Jesus Christ.
Off to publicity.
Hi, Alice. This is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind coming on the air with us for a second?
This is Adrian. She's actually on the other line.
Who is?
What is your name?
Don and Mike, this is the Don and Mike show. We're on the air right now.
We need to leave a message for either Jeff or for Katie.
Okay.
We'd like Katie to come on our show to talk about her walk this weekend in Washington, D.C.
See, she used to be our friend before she got famous.
We haven't spoken to her on the show in 9 years. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we haven't spoken to her in 9 years.
So listen, I won't give you the whole boring story, but here it is, very encapsulated. When she used to work at WRC in D.C.,
yes,
she did all kinds of feature stories and stuff, and we used to have her on our show all the time. Then we did a radio show that was the first American show broadcast to Russia. Katie did a feature on that. It got picked up by NBC Nightly News, and that's where they noticed her, and that's how she got the White House gig, which led to her getting the Today Show gig.
Okay.
So in a roundabout way, she owes her job on the Today Show to us.
Now, earlier in the week, we were talking to Dennis Franz, and then Don said, we haven't talked to Katie in 9 years, and what a wonderful opportunity for her to promote her event this weekend in the nation's capital and to come on the show and, rekindle our wonderful relationship.
And frankly, before she became such a big star, she used to be on our radio show all the time.
And we miss her.
Okay.
So we wanted to leave the message to Katie to tell her to call us tomorrow on our radio show to promote her charity event this weekend.
Okay, that's to call you tomorrow on the radio show.
Yes.
Would you like our number?
And also, you can tell her that our show is not just on in D.C. now.
We're on all over the country.
And we're on in New York on WNEW-FM.
W-N-E-W-F-M,
the dirty station.
Okay.
She's right there. Tell her we're on the dirty station, 102.7.
Okay.
And that if she's any kind of a loyal friend...
Absolutely.
She'll call the show tomorrow. And write down, Dennis Franz suggested we call Katie.
Very good.
Who?
Dennis Franz, Sipowitz from NYPD Blue.
Okay, can you spell the last name for me, please?
F-R-A-N-Z.
Okay, and what's your telephone number?
Hold on, I'm going to give you a secret number. Hold on, please. Rob, give her the hotline.
Ma'am?
A great sales pitch. hey, you know, now we've got it on the tape, and, you know.
Oh, we need to talk to her again when she's done with you, Rob, okay. After you give her the hotline.
Broyhill is taking care of it.
Ah, Broyhill is. Put her back on hold, please, Chuck.
After you get done with her.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving a number out. Yep. It might take a while.
Click, grunt. Click, grunt.
Two.
Well, I'm sure he's given her all of the numbers.
Right.
Be on the safe side. He just can't give out the hotline number. He's got to give his number, probably his cell phone number, probably his pager number.
And then he's got to say, how's Matt? Like that day in L.A., he said, how's Bob doing?
Bob Barker, right.
I'll never forget that.
How long does it take to...
I'm not blaming Broyhill for this one.
Oh, there she is, back on hold.
Very good.
Hello, my sweet.
Hello.
Hello, so do you have the phone number?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if you can fax over request.
Fax over request?
Yeah, we can. Our producer can do that.
Okay.
Yes, but frankly, it's very tedious. Couldn't you just... Oh, all right, we'll do it, but can you guarantee us that Katie Couric and Jeff Zucker will get this message tomorrow?
Well, I can give it to their publicist, but I can't guarantee that they'll actually be able to be on the show. I don't know.
We're not asking for a guarantee to be on the show. We just want to make sure they get this message.
Right. I'll give it to their publicist.
Oh, no. Can't you just put it on Katie's chair tonight?
No, I can't. I can't do that. But I can give it to the publicist, and she'll take care of everything.
Can you put me through to that producer, Jeff?
I do not know their extension. Can you hold on for one moment?
Yeah, sure.
Certainly.
Yes, pushing this works.
Surely, it's the only way to get these things done.
Hey, and you know who's got another show on TV now this season? The name's going to come back at Work Magic.
Aaron Spelling, Titans.
Uh-huh.
With all the same players.
Titans.
Jack Wagner, my friend.
Yasmin Bleach.
I watched just a fraction of that last night, and
we turned it on for about 5 minutes last night.
It's quite titillating.
Yeah, I saw the scene where she's taking her clothes off in front of the guy who's supposed to be her son.
A little dirtier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
A little dirtier than like the 90210s.
Aaron Spelling gives you what you want.
Aaron Spelling always tweaking it up a notch.
I don't have time to wait for this. Robbie, would you just pick up, please?
Sure.
Jesus Christ. myriad of bull ass.
Well, that's good, but at least maybe she will get the message.
Maybe she will. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Listen, Katie is getting it regularly now. She's got a big shot TV producer boyfriend, Tom Werner.
Whoa. Oh, where'd you read that?
It's been all over the papers and I think the Post and other places.
Well, good for her.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's the guy who, Werner, Carsey, whatever, did Cosby Show and all that.
Oh, the Roseanne Show. Really?
All right. Well, you know, we wish her the very best.
So she's getting some major Hollywood salami.
That's good.
Way to go, Katie.
I like her.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Mike.
Hi.
Hey. You might want to mention to Katie, she can go on that... load on the morning to DC 101, and she was on there last week promoting the same thing.
Oh, are you S-ing me?
No, I swear to God that he knew her husband. I can't remember what the relationship was there.
The dead guy, we knew him too.
Jay
Moynihan.
Yeah, she was on last week promoting the.
Oh, that sucks on ice.
That's too bad.
Mention that in the.
All right, thank you.
We will. Thank you.
Bye.
Jesus.
Wow, that's depressing.
Jesus Christ.
Very depressing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
is that me?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Radio Gods, I'm just loving the show today. Hey, did you know that that guy that was doing the Fartista work had a professor from 1892?
Oh, come on, you're going to give us some dumb joke.
No, I swear, the guy's name was Lepetomane, L-E-P-E-T-O-M-A-N.
A real guy?
It's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not a joke, Robbie?
They have Rob A., that whore, look it up on the internet.
I agree with you, sir.
He's agreeing with you, sir.
No, Rob,
stop talking.
Rob was just nodding his head and saying, yeah, you're right.
Go ahead.
Now,
right.
Here he comes, because
right.
He challenged his...
No, I'm just saying that he's absolutely right, and the governor that Mel Brooks plays in Blazing Saddles is Governor Lepetomane, is a tribute to a guy who farted for a living.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
I love it when that big brain comes in handy.
Is he related at all to Governor Lepetophile?
Pedophile?
Pedophile.
Pedophile.
Don and Mike, hello.
How you doing?
Oh, come on, how you doing, guy? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, them clowns at KHTK 1140 cut you guys off during that episode when you were doing that guy that was farting on the air. they had they cut you off and played that rerun to when you guys were talking to that guy that sent you that bogus letter that wanted you to buy you a hotel room.
We're in the satellite outage time of year again, and it may have been that.
Was that what it is, really?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's pretty coincidental. And then as soon as you guys faded back and came to the end of the commercial, they put you back on again. So,
well,
I don't know.
That's too bad. You know, I'm going to have to find out if that's an actual satellite problem or if that was somebody being, Lieberman-like.
I sure hope not.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey, turn your radio down, please.
It's all the way down.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing today?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Jack Diamond here from the next morning show.
Oh, come on. Goodbye. We got done with that 2 hours ago. Okay, listen, we left the message for Katie, correct?
We did.
We forgot all about the talent show. We got more people, right, Rob?
Another lady waiting with us.
Oh, the ladies waiting. Okay. We do a break. We'll come back. Continue the talent show.
A lady in waiting.
Right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mikey. Oh,
for Good Morning America, for Railfare 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Outrageous.
We just went to your funeral, and I really cheered us up.
Who let the dogs out?
Just a couple of hard-working white guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, we got a couple more acts. Before we get to the acts, let's get a call in. Hi, Don and Mike show.
I was told in to speak to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hey, I think you guys are wonderful. I think you're a hoot. And I was cracking up. I think farting is the funniest thing. And the other time when I laughed so hard is when you had people calling with their vibrators and then husband called. And it was either a motorcycle or a chainsaw. And you were like, come on, guy, what is it? You go, it's got to be a Kawasaki. And I was cracking up on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and everybody else was laughing. But I just wanted to say you all are so much fun, and thanks for bringing smiles and laughs every day.
Well, thank you. Very sweet.
Good day. You get a guy that can fart on command, and I swear to God, it brings sunshine into the whole show.
Everybody loves that guy, Tommy Hilfiger.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's Big John at Sacramento.
Yes, Big John.
Our lame-ass station here played that sunspot thing before they cut you out.
Yeah, you know, I did some checking during the commercials, and in fact, on four or five stations throughout the country, they had a problem with sunspots, with the satellites, so it's not the stations dicking around and cutting out any content today.
Oh, that's good. That's really
sunspots from that farting guy.
But but at least the station in Sacramento, I think, came on before the segment and announced. Isn't that what I heard, that they announced?
Yeah, that's
right. They said, hey, we're
having that they play. That explains what a sunspot is and why they're cutting to an old show.
Sunspot is a bad person.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling about the same thing as the last guy. They clearly announced it. It was because of sunspots, and it's been happening about the same time every day.
Beautiful. Guys,
so
well,
it was.
You guys missed out on a really great talent show.
That's a shame.
Is that
going to
be on Best Of?
Stupid sunspot.
Yeah, it'll be on Best Of. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank
you. But listen, the talent show's not done. We have more people waiting. And let's bring in, Robbie, one of our female contestants. We've had two guys so far, and they both had stuff that involved their dukes.
Absolutely.
So let's see if we can change gears for a moment, and let's say hello to, what's your first name?
Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Are you the girl who can nurse herself?
No, you can see I can't.
Oh, you can't. Oh,
what is your talent? Are you a walk-in?
Yeah, I'm a walk-in.
Oh, you're a walk-in. You have a new talent. Have you listened to some of the other competitors today?
I have, and I hate that I have to go after the first because he did such a good job.
Yeah, pretty tough to follow
him. It was excellent. Well, Patty, what's your talent?
I'm double jointed. I can flip my legs backwards.
You can put your legs backwards?
Yeah.
You can flip your legs backwards?
Wow.
Your ankles?
Okay, yeah, do it.
Okay.
Can you sit in the chair and do it, or
is this going to gross us out?
I have to stand up.
Yes,
I
can.
It'll gross us out a little bit.
Can you stand in the back of there? You can move that chair out of the way.
All right.
Hey, Rob, give her a hand with that chair.
It's fine now if I can hold
it. It's what?
Oh, you need to hold on to it?
She needs to hold on to it.
All right. Okay, let's get
Robbie, can you move the microphone over by her so we can actually see this? Hold on, I couldn't see. I got to move.
Come on over and see it, Don. Look at what she's done with her legs.
Oh, okay. Okay, her feet are absolutely backwards.
Does that hurt when you do that?
No, but I probably won't be able to walk in 10 years.
Because you do it so... I mean, does it... But there's no pain when you do that?
No. Mm-mm.
You just totally double jointed.
Her feet...
Yeah.
Totally went backwards.
She just she went up on her toes, twisted her ankles around, and all of a sudden her feet are pointing in the other direction.
Let me ask you, do it one more time. Let me walk around this console so I can.
Yeah, Don, you got to see her.
I got to see the feet move. Wait,
you need that. You need
wait
that.
Wait till I turn around.
All right, here comes Don, and on the count of three, I'm going to ask you to do it. Ready? One, two, three. Lady with the feet pointing in the other direction.
All right, backwards foot lady, see ya.
Thank you very much, lady.
Jesus Christ.
There's another talent.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty incredible.
Oh, that's something.
That's weird.
Terrific. All right, who's next?
Bring in the next lady.
Let's do another one.
Is there another lady or a guy?
I think all we have left are ladies now.
Huh?
Unless the guy with the hole in his penis and the hairs coming out of show.
Hey, thank you.
He called that he was
thank you, double jointed lady.
He was stuck on Route 66. Where apparently they're doing pothole repair. You know, why they're doing pothole repair on October 5th.
In drive traffic.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't all the potholes happen like back in January and February when it snowed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
What it is here is just more people being added to the population each and every day. It's a population issue, I believe.
Where's the next girl? Bring her in. We're ready for the next act.
There she comes. I see her walking down the hallway. Down. She's making her way back into the studio.
Is it another girl?
I think it's Wendell's girlfriend.
You think it's Juicy Lucy?
Looks like Juicy Lucy.
Well, I don't think Juicy Lucy's eligible to play a contest.
Nope, it's not
Juicy
Lucy. All right.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Boy,
how you doing?
How you doing?
Now, you obviously are the woman who's going to nurse herself.
Yes.
Obviously. What's your name?
Why do you say obviously?
Well, because they're
huge.
Look at you, Jesus.
Well, see, your audience can't tell, though.
Yeah, well, we can tell. What is your size? What were you, a double, triple, triple D?
E? F?
I don't know.
Gee.
You don't know your bra size?
Lisa, come over here and estimate what this girl's bra size is. Take a look at those. What do you think?
The bra I'm wearing is a double D.
I was going to say double D or what's above that, an E? Double D. Mm-hmm. A full double D.
Wow.
A full double D.
Pretty incredible.
Okay, right, well, go ahead. Oh, but before you disrobe.
Oh, she's got, now you're, what's that, a little hair clip or something?
Well, yeah, because the hair gets in the way.
Okay.
Let me tell everybody that this girl's not a pig. She couldn't be in Plumper's magazine or anything. That was our concern, that the girl who said that she could do this would come down and would be like a giant cow.
Okay, she has double D's.
H-Y double D.
Who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
I don't know. There isn't one.
I don't know. She's cute, though.
Little. In the mouth, a little bit like Bridget Fonda. Little Bridget Fonda.
Yeah, a little Bridget Fonda nose also.
Absolutely,
happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
It's a big compliment.
Yeah, it's a huge compliment. Watch the movie Jackie Brown sometime.
Absolutely.
She plays Robert De Niro's girlfriend.
Are you ready?
Right, yeah, we're ready. She's going to take her top off now.
Okay, here we go.
Wow, those are big.
They're huge.
She has a bra on.
She's busting out all over.
Wow.
You're not just going to take your shirt off?
I'm going to give you a show.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
We're getting a show.
She's doing the...
It's
like
a talent contest, isn't it?
She's doing a variation of the bra trick.
So now she's taking her bra off.
I tell you, the tempo of this...
underneath...
bra.
And there the bra came right at your microphone.
Bright red, lacy bra.
Right at your microphone, Mike.
Only the best, Victoria.
Oh, fantastic.
And Rob, when she actually starts her act, let's make sure we get the microphone right there to get every juicy drop.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, wow,
my geez. God.
That she,
oh,
she does
my
have,
gosh.
She does have big ones. Okay. And? Hold on now. She can't do it if you laugh,
I know,
Mike.
I'm sorry.
Like, this is a sensual moment.
It's a fun show.
This is a sensual moment.
It's cold in here, isn't it? Yes, it is. All right.
Wow, look what she can do with those things. Uh-huh. Can you give us some sound on that?
I'd like to point out, this is no effort for her whatsoever.
Could you do two at once?
There's a mass problem.
Oh, too much mass.
Too much. Too much mass?
There's a mass problem. Spoken like a true mathematician.
It's a physics issue, right? Exactly.
Right, now she can do the other one now, though.
She's doing the other one. She looks like she's done this before.
I see milk.
What do you mean you see milk?
Yeah.
Does milk come out?
It's been a couple years, but they can still produce.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really? I don't see any milk.
But
can you make milk come out?
Oh,
don't know. Can you come a little closer?
No, this is as close as I can get. I got to stay married.
Right, I understand.
There you go.
Oh, yep, I do.
Oh, look. Okay.
Wow.
She made milk come out the end. Okay.
That's all right. All right, let's hear it for her. Here's your bra back.
Okay.
All righty. Wow.
I just want to say, God damn, those are gigantic.
My God.
And I also want to say that making the milk come out.
Those are bigger than double D's. They have to be bigger than double D's, right?
Double D.
What's that?
The bra is double D.
The bra is double D, and the bra is just doing its utmost to keep those in there.
So obviously, you've had kids?
When?
Just one.
Wow.
Just one kid. How old is he or she?
Two.
Two.
Wow. Yeah.
Lucky kid.
And I guess the booby fairy stuck around. Or you were always like that?
Not this much.
Wow.
But the double D's fit then.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
Good job.
Do you have a hard time finding bras? That's terrible. It's awful.
Remember what, that
are you
lady?
Like an F?
Yeah.
Would you say an F cup?
They really don't make them in normal stores.
Yeah, you know, you're really packed into that double D. Yeah.
You remember we had the lady that came in that made bras for big women?
Yeah,
right. Remember that?
I mean, you really are packed into that.
They make them for fat women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not fat.
No,
no, you're not fat at all.
Oh.
Wow.
You like it?
Yeah, bravo.
Bravo. A little oogie when the milk came out.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. And
did you notice on each side, there was like two separate drops of milk that were coming out of each side of the...
It's
not like it's one stream.
The spigot.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that was an excellent show. Thank
Good
you
job.
For coming down.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. That, of course, will be
I know, it's a little disconcerting, isn't it?
That will be tabulated by our judges.
Thank you very much.
After you leave, though. Thank
there
you.
There she
Bye-bye.
Goes. She's off. What was her name? Did we ever get her name?
I don't know.
Wendy?
Wendy
Goodyear. Wendy Goodyear.
I mean,
really?
No.
Look at Buzz with the lights turned down.
That's the only way I can see. Oh, please, the only way you can see. The only way you can get your jerk on during the show.
You know, those lights stay up all during all the other people that come in here.
Buzz is over there when a naked girl comes in with the I mean, this girl had gigantic boobs, and she was nursing herself.
Yes.
And then I swear to God, I thought Lisa was kidding when Lisa said, I think I see milk.
I was over here. I knew Lisa wasn't kidding.
Well,
it was pretty amazing.
And just a little bit shot out.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of milk.
Just a tiny little bit.
Well, it's been a great talent show thus far.
Yeah, wonderful acts today.
I am not sure if anybody else has shown up, like the guy with a hole in his penis.
No, he's still in traffic.
Who has a hair coming out of there, and he's going to pull the hair out.
The clown.
The clown, I think, is a no-show. And the guy who has smoke coming out of his eyes. We'll do this check, quick check of who's in the lobby, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, take that out. It smells like
this ever happened to you? You have a load of beer cans, stolen car parts, drug paraphernalia, rib bones, and tattoo needles that could sink a landfill. And a regular trash bag can't hold that crap. It'll just break.
Clean that shit up! How are we gonna sleep on the floor, huh? And who's that asshole?
You need white trash bags. They're double packed to handle the type of garbage that only white trash can dish out.
This thing weighs a ton.
I told you your grandmother died.
Hey, look, it's not ripping or dripping or nothing.
White trash bag. In one ply, two ply, and how the f*** did you get it in their ply?
If you don't like them, you can go eat one.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have an incredible talent. I could come right down there and do it for you.
Well, we're running out of time. What's the talent?
Well, what I do is I put a calcite mineral in my mouth.
A what?
A calcite mineral. It's a mineral. It's a mineral made from the earth. And I can vomit and bring up bile from my stomach, which reacts with the calcite, causing this huge, the hydrochloric acid in your stomach causes this huge, like, you know, when you put Alka-Seltzer tablets into water, it does that.
Well, if you can get down here, like, in the next 10 minutes, we'd allow you.
But it smells like rotten eggs everywhere.
Whatever. Can you get down in 10 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely, but it smells like rotten eggs.
I don't care if it's talent. Come down.
It's talent at its best.
All right, well, then, where are you?
I'm right down the road.
Where's right down the road?
I tell you what, I'm getting in my car now. I'll be right there.
Where are
Radio
you?
Radio Gods, how you doing?
Where are you coming from?
He's gone. He's off.
All right. I don't know if I believe him or not.
Yeah, we'll see. Rotten eggs, though. I mean, get ready to puke.
Hello,
yeah.
The Hunt and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, this is Eddie calling from New York. I don't get to hear you guys till later.
Right.
I'm only catching a little bit. I know yesterday you started this talent thing, but...
Hey, congratulations on winning the Big Brother thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's from Long Island. That guy was from... Actually, I live on Long Island anyway, but...
Wrong Eddie, Mike.
Oh, it's not Eddie?
Wrong Eddie.
I thought Eddie was from the New York area.
He was, but I think there's lots of guys named Eddie in New York.
Well, okay, go figure.
You know, I heard you guys were coming down here and doing some party on the 13th.
Yeah.
How I get in the door?
Well, just come down to NEW.
Oh, just come down?
Yeah. I mean...
Okay, no problem. You know, listen, at NEW, they play Ron and Fez at 5 o'clock in the morning to replay.
Yeah.
You can have them play you guys also at 5 o'clock in the morning, because a lot of people, you know, maybe get to hear you guys a little bit more, you know, and trying to... Get you guys...
All right. Whatever. Eddie, we're happy just with the time that we have, but come down, you know, next Friday. You know where NEW is. It's off.
Yeah, I've been...
888 7th Avenue, Don.
7th Avenue. Come down, Midtown Manhattan. See you next Friday.
You guys, thanks for the call.
All right. Come down to the studios. Everybody in New York, we're coming up there next Friday, the 13th.
Right.
To do a very special live show from the studios of WNEW.
Wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I had a little tip for Wendy. I myself am big busted, but am kind of small in the midriff, and I've got a place or a person that she can call to get some bras that are... that go
we'll
up
put
to
you
about...
on hold. We'll put yeah. you on hold.
All
you
right.
Information.
We'll let you give her information. What size do you wear?
I wear double D.
Uh-huh. Double D, really? You still got milk coming out?
I haven't had any kids.
All right. So it's double D's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on, please.
Thanks.
Hold on a second. For me, uh-huh. that's what might give her a little extra bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact she had the milk come out.
Yes, this is true. But she's not appearing in the talent show.
Hello. No, not that girl.
Oh, the last girl.
I meant
girl.
The girl that was here, Wendy.
You've always been kind of fascinated by that.
Yeah. It's gross. I know it's gross, but it was funny.
It was.
Then all of a sudden, Lisa said, "Look, I see milk."
I
don't see any milk. And all of a sudden, there it was. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing?
Not too bad. Got a question for you. Not trying to upset either one of you, because I'm not sure which one made the comment, but just got a curious question to ask one of you. I'm not sure which one it is.
Yes.
One of your wives called, I don't know if it was Don or Mike,
yeah.
and she was very worried about you coming home, so upset, and she was saying she'd make you a martini and make the other one a martini,
Right, that was my wife. That was last week when we were having a bad day. What about it?
Okay. My question is, why is she so terrified of you coming home?
Yeah. You obviously don't know the story about Don.
Warning. Warning. Terminate this call. Warning. This is not a test. This is the potential tedious argument alarm system. The caller has activated the PTAA, indicating we all know you're better. We all know you'll beat them. And we also know you're an asshole. Call terminated.
Call terminated.
And good day.
There you go.
I activated the PTAA myself.
Beautiful. Very good.
Very timely.
You saw that one coming, because he was talking all the way through that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He was rambling all the way through
the entire time
that
we were playing that tape. He was still going on and on and
See,
on.
See, I thought it might have been lighthearted at first, and then I realized, yes, when the guy just, like, steamrolls through everything.
A guy who was so dumb that he didn't realize that my wife was being lighthearted
right.
when she called up and said, I'll have a martini for you tonight when you get home.
Right. It wasn't waiting for you, was it?
No. I'm only allowed to drink on the weekend. And not that I'm obsessed, but I have approximately 27 hours until my first martini of the week.
Yeah.
Well, it's 6:20. Take it back. 26 hours.
Those things are looking up.
26 hours. It was martini time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Look, I see milk.
Listen, and Marcus... The guy who had the hair in the hole in his penis just called Lisa to say that he is struck. He is stuck on the 14th Street Bridge.
Well, you know, here's the deal. We told people to be here at 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
you would
right.
not. You would not be stuck on the 14th Street Bridge if you left. You know, you might be stuck somewhere near Fairfax, but not on the 14th Street
right,
Bridge.
Well, he's probably making that up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
God damn, that PTAA came in handy.
Yes, it did. That was fantastic. It's the first real use of it right there.
Installed for your listening pleasure.
Absolutely.
Worse so that I didn't spend 20 minutes getting all worked up and arguing with some jackass.
That's right.
Hello?
This is Don Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I need some advice. My girlfriend, she decided that she wants to get a boob job.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know if I, like, want her to. Because it's like, she doesn't, like, she... She doesn't really need it, but it's just like she says it'll make her feel better.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
What's up?
If you can go, I don't know, a day without saying the word like in between every other word, then I'd say go ahead and give it to her.
Give it to her?
But you have to go a whole day without saying like.
Do you think there's a possibility you can go a whole day without saying the word like?
Yes, I can.
You think you could go a minute without saying the word like if I just ask you to talk about something off the top of your head at regular speed?
Yeah.
All right, talk about your favorite NFL team. Go.
My favorite NFL team is the 49ers.
Why?
Because they are very good. First off, they started off the season terrible. And now they're starting to make their comeback, unlike the Redskins.
He said unlike.
Unlike the Redskins.
Technically, that is a violation.
Unlike the Redskins.
Someone
let me tell you something. You know what? I've been dreading this. I think about my girlfriend wanting to get new boobs and everything, but you know what? Calling you guys and just having this little conversation makes it a lot better. Honest to God.
Okay, whatever. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Man, does he have a drive?
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Does he have a driver's license?
Hello, Don and Mike
No
show.
Doubt.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a little prediction for your Ken Osmond interview. I bet he totally wusses out on the sex quiz.
Eddie Haskell tomorrow, why do you think he will?
I saw a brief interview with him, and someone asked some kind of offensive questions, and he really just got uppity about it and stormed away. But
well, you know, I'll tell you something else. And I was told before Dennis Franz came on the show that Dennis Franz didn't want to do any risque material. And we talked to Dennis Franz for about 15 minutes, and then we got him into the sex quiz.
Yeah, the sex quiz, everybody takes the sex. It's no big deal.
You know,
really, it's no big deal.
Not even that guy Greg Brady wanted to take it when they told him about it before the show. So
yeah,
just wait and see what happens once people get in here, and we can weave our charm on them.
Absolutely.
All right, my brothers. Peace out.
All right, thank you. Peace out to you. One more call, and then I believe we're just going to end the talent show.
Yeah.
It's time for Buzz in the News already.
Time to vote. Why do people do that, incidentally? You know, we're going to interview somebody. We do it our way. We have somebody come in, and, you know, I don't understand sometimes where, you know, does he get pleasure out of saying that?
Hey, he's going to walk out on you.
You know, and listen, for my money, if it goes bad, that's as good as if the guy takes the test.
Right.
You know, if Eddie Haskell comes in here tomorrow and is offended by the questions and walks out,
I think we'll be able to continue with the show.
Yeah, but what I mean is, that's a good interview, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Like that time we locked Bananarama out.
Wait, did you ever J-O in front of anyone? I'm leaving.
Right.
I'm leaving right now.
That's a good bit.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, Don, Mike. I was just wondering if I became a winner since I got you to hang up first.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I didn't believe that boy was in there with his legs in the air.
You mean you think he was faking it?
I think you guys were faking it. They can doctor tapes.
Nope, it was absolutely 100% true.
First of all, you seen it?
Yeah, he was right in front of us.
We all saw it. We all seen it, and this is the guy who calls it about the same time every day.
Was his panties down?
Okay, listen, let's just vote.
Did you get a good sniff?
Let's just vote. You know, frankly, at this point, I don't care if the guy who blows smoke out of his eyes is pulling in the parking lot.
Are we just voting for our favorite?
Yes, I don't care if the guy who makes porno balloons, the clown, I don't care if he shows up.
Right.
We're going to go with the people who are nice enough to show up. So now, everybody, please, on a piece of paper, on a scrap of whatever you got. Here you go, Mike. Here's a post-it note for you.
Thank you.
Just write down.
Can I have half that post-it note?
You can, Lisa. Here you go. Hey, they're two stuck together.
Ooh.
Just write down your winner.
Dang.
There you go.
Here you go.
Okay, Robbie, you got yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, Lisa? Pass them over, Buzz.
I'm in.
Bring yours over, please. And then we'll be ready to announce the big winner of the $1,500 shopping spree from the sharper image. Okay? Lisa, thank you. And Mike, need your vote.
There you go.
Thank
you. There it is. All right.
Okay, I feel like that prick on Survivor.
Oh, good.
Our first vote is for the fart guy.
Fart guy!
Fart guy.
The second vote is for the double-jointed lady.
That's wow. My vote. Turn it over. Look out the back.
Oh, just kidding, farter.
Thank you.
The third vote is for towel in butt.
Wow, there's a wild card.
Turn that towel over. In butt.
How about that?
So that's two for the fart guy.
One for the towel in butt.
Mm-hmm. The next vote is for towel in butt.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
So wow. We are split.
This is close.
This is incredible. So two votes for towel in butt, two votes for farter. The next vote's the tiebreaker. The winner of the In-Studio Talent Show is Tommy Hilfarter.
Tommy Hilfarter! Hey! Come on in here, Tommy.
The guy who farted on command.
Tommy Hilfarter is the grand prize winner.
And, you know, Mike, it's a good thing that your double-jointed thing was a joke.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the towel boy
right.
Would have won.
Pretty amazing.
You know, bring him in.
Come on in.
I'll say this. The voting was much closer than I thought.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Here he comes. Tommy Hilfarter.
Tommy Hilfarter.
Way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
Tommy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You won a $1,500 gift certificate. Shopping spree to the sharper image. Courtesy of the 15 Days of 007 on TBS Superstation. Don't miss 15 Days of 007 every night through October 15th. He the man, he the legend, he 007.
And you've also won a talent contract to appear at Don and Mike's Las Vegas style shows.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, we're gonna put you on our cavalcade of stars.
Thank you.
Tommy Hilfarter, before you go.
You want an encore, right?
Yeah, we got to have it on.
Absolutely.
We got to have it on.
Get those legs up in the air.
Taking off his hat and his shirt.
Here
and
we
listen,
go.
We're going to have nice
ash.
We're going to have nice parting gifts for everybody else. Everybody else gets those great coaches jackets from the number one movie, Remember the Titans.
Those are good.
And now to repeat his performance.
That's courtesy of Disney, incidentally.
There it is. Earlier today. Here he goes again.
He's on his back with his legs over his head.
Mm-hmm. Hands on his feet. That was a violent one there.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
There you go. Here's a silent one that I was trying to give you guys.
How does he do it? Can we get a sustained one, Tommy? A long one.
Tommy Hilfarter!
Tommy Hilfarter. That was nothing like the display we had before, but a beautiful effort. Thank you, Tommy Hilfarter.
Way to go, Tommy. Anybody you'd like to thank?
I would like to thank all my friends, and I'd like to thank you guys.
Thank all right. Thanks, Tommy.
Tommy Hilfarter.
Right, you guys.
Right. Get out of here. Enjoy your $1,500 worth of stuff from Sharper Ribbon.
Wow. Yeah. Doesn't need to talk all that much when he can do that.
That was a damn close competition today.
It was fantastic. What a show. What a show.
All right. Thank you to everybody. Yeah, it was good without the other ones.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. You know, we had a superstar born today. I mean, let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah, we did. But we do also want to thank the guy who did the tug of war with his ass.
That was Mike.
The woman who sucked her nips and made
that was, Wendy.
Made milk come out. And who am I forgetting?
Double-jointed lady.
All right, yeah. The lady who made her legs turn around and made her feet go backward.
Fantastic talent.
Want to thank them all. Now we got to go to the news cubicle.
It's that time.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
right,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz Burbank.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, OJ's ex-girlfriend says, yes, he did it.
Oh, you know what? Glad you got this story. Look at this. I had this written down on my notes
today.
Oh,
good, good.
Have you heard this about OJ?
I know nothing about this.
Listen to this.
Really? This is going to be a good one?
Yeah. Stand by, everybody. It's OJ giving us more OJ.
Fantastic.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
That was my OJ impression. Not very
that
good.
That was uncued.
Professional.
Uncued.
I'll try it again. Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm just waiting for your tape, Buzzy.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Ah, there it is.
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Now let's go right to Buzzito. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. O.J. Simpson's ex-girlfriend says he told her all about the murders while the two of them did a lot of cocaine together. Christy Prody, who looks spookily like Nicole Brown Simpson.
Just like Nicole.
It's amazing. She tells the National Enquirer that O.J. gave her a second-by-second rundown of the killing. Prody just ended a four-year relationship with O.J., and quoting her, O.J. killed Nicole. Now that I've seen how O.J. is stalking me since I left him, I realize the truth was in front of me all the time. She says he told her stuff only the killer would know. She says he told her it was Nicole's fault for driving him crazy. She says he insisted this Christy Prody, get two abortions, but she says O.J. forgot about the first one because he tends to block out unpleasant events. She also says O.J. has a lump on his kidney and that his health is so bad, she thinks he'll be dead in 3 years.
Listen, you got to read the report. It was on the Internet today, the excerpts of this from the National Enquirer, where O.J. says they were up all night doing all kinds of coke,
right,
and that O.J. would walk around the house and would relive the trial.
Yes.
Where he would play Johnny Cochran.
Oh, my
God. He would play Mark Furman.
Mm-hmm.
He would play Marsha Clark. And he would play himself. And why he would play himself...
What, is he crazy?
He would talk about himself in third person.
That's pretty amazing.
This is where O.J. gets on the stand. This is where O.J. sees that the gloves don't fit.
This is weird. This is very, very weird. You know, of course, if you believe he did it, as so many people do,
right.
But then you got to think about this woman's credibility. Where
exactly.
She goes? She goes to the National Enquirer, and you know, she dated O.J. in the first place.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I
believe her.
She says she didn't realize what a scary man he was until after she'd been with him for a while.
Right. She was unaware of the fact that he cut his first wife's head off.
So. Right. So there's that. Man, oh, man.
But it's a funny article.
Yeah, I'd like
to
see it.
I mean, it's not...
In a, funny in a sick way.
Just kind of interesting. It's Jack Diamond funny. You should read it.
I'd like to.
It hits the newsstands on Saturday. Or go on the Enquirer website tonight, because they've got it all there.
You know, and it just seems to me, though, she's still a girlfriend, and to come out and say that, that's pretty intense.
Yeah,
indeed.
She's an ex-girlfriend,
An ex-girlfriend,
right.
Ex. From our Some People Just Can't Take a Hint department, the Ford Motor Company is using 15-inch Firestone ATX tires as spares on its new Ford Ranger pickup trucks.
Oh, God.
Those are the same tires that were just recalled.
How you doing, Jock?
I got a bunch of I got a bunch of Firestones in the back of my car now. I had them taken off, and I kept them in case they're recalled also. You know, the steel techs that you were talking about?
Right.
If they're recalled, I'm just holding on to them because I'm going to get my money for them.
Someday those will be worth a lot of money.
Where's Jock?
Hello, this is Jock NASA. Mike. Give me your tires. Give me your tires, and I'll refund your money. Very good. And oh, those people, Masatoshi Ono, fire the ass. The silly ass from Japan.
It's not our fault. We are making new tires for you in Japan. It is his fault. It's Jock West's fault.
You are wrong. It is not Jock NASA. It's Masatoshi Ono.
No, it's Jock NASA.
It's Jack Nasser.
We are importing new CEOs from Japan.
Well, Ford says since it's a spare that's not to be used for more than 50 miles or driven at more than 50 miles an hour, it should be okay.
Oh, my God.
Firestone says it's not...
What the hell are they up to?
Firestone says it's not quite the same tire. Whatever that means, even though it's 15-inch
ATX. You would think at this point that Firestone would have their act together. Don't they have a PR division at Firestone?
Not anymore.
You You don't come out and say, ah, it's okay just for 50 miles an hour.
This is the reason I was down in at my buddy's down at the tire store on Saturday morning. I'll tell you right now, my tire hasn't been recalled. It was perfectly, you know, for all I know, the odds were overwhelming that it would have been fine. But it's all this crap. I want to get those tires off my car. Put some Michelins on there. That's what I did.
You're not alone.
Even though he's been voted out of office, Slobodan Milosevic refuses to step down as the president of Yugoslavia, and the people of that country are still taken to the streets to protest that refusal. In fact, they've taken over parliament and the media now.
Saw it on CNN when I was coming into work today. Like, breaking bottles and running up the steps and waving their flags and acting all goofy.
This is a good example of, you know, not getting too involved. You know, when they always say they're asking all the candidates, hey, what should we do? Right. Should we get their ass in the president? No, you just, this guy's gone. It's just a question of time. They're going to get to him.
And I saw Clinton on TV, and I say, what do you think? I'm not going near that.
Yeah, exactly.
That business, hey, that's their problem, man. I got another month to go, and I'll get all the poon I want.
Yeah, not a real good idea for us maybe to send troops over there. You know, we are the people that, you know, regardless of Milosevic, we bombed that country for a good long time.
They're not fond of us, and you remember that, and the president remembers that, and we have tape of the president remembering that here and now.
Oh, hold on a second. Here he is.
President Clinton.
President Clinton.
Welcome to my world.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
No, won't you come on in?
He's on his way out.
I'm goofing. Okay, this is Clinton talking about
Milosevic.
Right.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One Notre Dame Radio.
The next time
you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
Okay, now here he is.
I don't believe that it's an appropriate case for military intervention, and I don't believe that the United States should say or do anything which would only strengthen Mr. Milosevic's hand.
And as you said, U.S. involvement may not be needed. Today, the same police who were supposed to suppress the protesters began to join the protesters.
You know he's got a strong hand. Bill Clinton.
You bet he does.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh, sure. Especially since all the controversy.
Are you done with that one?
That's a good place.
Okay, then we got to do this. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
Motherfucker! You blew your nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it!
What the fuck are you talking about? That's it! Take it out, Dad! Yes! No more! No, not tonight. This son of a bitch all night. He tick, tick, tick. He trapped me.
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes, yes.
He beats me. Straight up.
Yep.
Paid that man his money.
Yep.
You love to make them hit you, Don and Mike.
Listen, great show today with the talent show.
It was a great show.
Also want to mention on tomorrow's episode, we're going to have the finalists in the J.O. contest. We're going to watch the final few tapes.
All right. Fantastic.
Pick a winner, give away a trip to Los Angeles. That's on tomorrow's show right up front. Plus, who knows, maybe we'll hear from Katie Couric tomorrow. I doubt it. But maybe, for sure, our friend Holo, Howie Long from Fox NFL Sundays coming on the show.
Always a pleasure to talk to that gentleman.
Yes, we do love Howie Long. Also tomorrow in studio, Ken Osmond, Eddie Haskell.
Yep.
That one could go either way. You should listen for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have the brand new low-budget Jeff RD for you. All of that on tomorrow's episode.
All right.
Now, next week, we're giving away more trips with more fun.
More fun and more thrills.
And more thrills.
That's
giving
right.
away a trip on Monday to Los Angeles.
They're revved up and ready to go.
A trip on Tuesday, free vacation to San Francisco.
San Francisco and L.A., and they're hot.
And then on Friday, something special when we go up and broadcast from New York on Friday the 13th from the studios of WNEW.
New York, L.A., San Francisco, with lots of sexy fun.
Now, here is Buzz Burbank.
Let he who cast the first stone get caught in a rock slide. The head of a group of lawyers trying to get President Clinton disbarred over the Monica mess has been arrested for public indecency.
Oh!
An undercover federal officer working in a national park in Georgia says he saw Matthew Glavin fondling himself.
Hey, look at this. Where's my J.O. tape, Robbie?
This is perfect. The officer says Glavin then fondled him as well.
I'm over here in the corner. Oh, here comes a park policeman.
We gotta bring down Clinton. He's a pervert. He's got pervert. Pervert man.
Come on over here. Let me fondle you.
Hi there. Hi, oh. Yeah, you're touching me, sir. You shouldn't be touching.
Incredible!
You're under arrest.
The 47-year-old Glavin denies this. He's been the president of the Southeastern Legal Foundation since 1994.
That's great.
The presidential debate the other night may not have changed the minds of any Bush or Gore supporters, but it drove some of the undecideds into Ralph Nader's camp. A Reuters MSNBC poll says Nader got a bump after the debate from 2% to 7%.
Oh, yeah, please. As I say, for the record, if you just want to waste your vote,
uh-huh. you want to throw it away.
If you want to throw your vote away, don't vote for Nader and don't vote for Buchanan. Mm-hmm. Vote for Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to throw your vote away, be creative.
Write him in.
Right?
Listen to this. Among independents, 17% support Nader. Among progressives, he's up to 18%.
Vote for Carrot Top.
Vote
for Bob Goldthwait, like I was saying yesterday.
Carrot Top.
Right.
If Nader gets enough support, it could rob enough votes from one of the major candidates to change the course of the election.
This is Dolph Nader.
Thank you.
That was very good.
I like that.
Bravo. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Al Gore seemed a little condescending in Tuesday night's debate, and although he says he won't do that again, he gives part of the blame to the TV people. He says the rule was supposed to be no showing the reaction of a candidate when the other one was speaking. But the director left Gore's microphone on, allowing the audience to hear the vice president sigh in exasperation when Bush said something Gore didn't like. The director also used what Gore calls unauthorized reaction shots that revealed some disparaging faces on Gore.
Watch it, Al.
Oh, so they're both petty pricks.
Quoting Gore, anyway, I learned my lesson on that. His next debate with Bush is Wednesday next week. The vice presidential candidates go at it tonight.
I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina.
With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Now here's the White Devil. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Don and Mike. Outrageous, if you please.
Outrageous.
The Verizon Telephone Company is facing a big, ugly lawsuit in California. It's accused of charging folks $4 to $6 a month to rent a telephone.
Outrageous.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
The lawsuit says Verizon's collected at least $5 million a year this way for the past 13 years, and it says many of the customers were elderly folks renting rotary phones.
Oh, man.
The purchase of rotary phone these days, what are they, like $20?
Really?
One customer says she believes she's been paying this monthly charge for nearly 30 years.
Are you sure CBS isn't?
She's one of 116,000 Californians renting phones from Verizon last year. Man. As if things weren't bad enough already, Priceline stock fell another 27% today.
Oh, no.
Priceline Web...
Do you know where you're going to?
No. Priceline Webhouse, which offers the name-your-own-price groceries and name-your-own-price gasoline.
They have CBS.
Viacom.
I didn't check Infinity. I can check that for you if you want.
No, that's all right.
It'll just depress you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. This made me sad. The guy who sang lead on the car is Just What I Needed and Drive is dead from pancreatic cancer. Benjamin Orr was 53 years old.
Oh, man, great voice.
And Rosie O'Donnell says she'll quit TV in a couple of years. 2002 will be exact. To devote her life to helping couples adopt children.
Oh, please.
Yeah, to devote her life to, like, sitting at the table eating Twinkies.
Oh, yeah, Haagen-Dazs with her hands.
Really.
O'Donnell tells the Ladies Home Journal she likes doing the show. She just doesn't like all the off-air hassles that go with it.
Yeah, all the hassles of making $300 or $400 million a year, however much she makes.
O'Donnell, who has adopted 3 kids herself, says she's helped arrange 39 adoptions.
Rosie O'Donnell has arranged
Abortions?
No, adoptions. I had something else in mind.
Oh, you
freak! Rosie's abortion house.
I'm sorry. 39 adoptions, including one for actress Kate Jackson.
One more thing.
Britain's Prince Charles shocked a few people yesterday with some remarks about the Royal Heinie.
Oh, yes, the Royal Buttocks.
Hello. A British TV star has just started a campaign to increase the public's awareness of colon cancer. Same thing we're doing here in Washington this weekend. Now, flanked by the prince, she told him that people shouldn't be reluctant to talk about their bums.
Pull my finger.
She said the best way to make people laugh about bottoms is to ask whether they fold or scrunch the toilet paper and whether they use hard or soft.
Blah! Got it from this show.
Yep.
Very good. Yes, Tom, I enjoyed your Tommy Hilfiger. Very capital idea.
Hello.
Very good.
And so the lady spoke, and then the prince responded, "We used to use rough toilet paper when I was a boy," and then he burst into laughter.
I'd like to see it.
Jolly good!
We made a joke about thy bum.
Turning serious, the prince said, "There's a reluctance to talk about bowels and bottoms, but it wasn't so long ago there was a reluctance to talk about breast cancer, and now everyone talks about it."
Jolly good. Prince Willie. Please go to my website, www.princecharlesbum. And it's on the most wonderful website. Are you listening, Prince Willie? It's scatlover.com.
All sorts of bottoms.
Buzz, we thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for your brevity. We got to move tonight.
All right.
Call 100. 100- Time at 877-365-3636. A prize package selected especially for you. Call right now.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
And Buzz Elston. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals have a 2-0 lead in their National League Division Series with Atlanta. The final from today's game, 10-4 over the Braves.
And McGuire hit one, right?
Yes. And the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets play game two of their series tonight. Sean Estes will start for the Giants, while the Mets will counter with fellow left-hander Al Leiter. The final TV numbers are in from the Summer Olympics in Sydney, and they're not good for NBC. Worse than we thought, in fact. The network's coverage from down under averaged 8.9 in the ratings with a 20 share. That's down nearly 40% from the ratings for the Atlanta game.
Show a little more kayaking.
NBA star Allen Iverson's apologizing to gays and women for the lyrics on his new rap CD. The Philadelphia 76ers player has gotten much criticism, even though it's not due out till February.
Rob loves the album, incidentally.
Great. It also includes lyrics. Lyrics like, "Man enough to pull a gun, be man enough to squeeze it." That's followed by the sound of a gun being cocked and fired. As for the words that offend gays and women, he says, "Let the record show, I wish to extend a profound apology." He says that's just his experience growing up. Iverson's also been criticized for giving his team, the league, and the city of Philadelphia bad names.
You know, I know we have to get out of here tonight, but I just want to say, you could draw a parallel between the stuff Allen Iverson did in the song and the stuff that John Rocker got in trouble for. I mean, it's not as extreme.
Interesting.
But you could draw that parallel.
Right.
And thank you.
Finally, you can still buy a bag of Kenneth Curtis's urine.
Oh, good.
And you better get it while it's hot. So to speak.
Who is Kenneth Curtis?
Well, you'll find out. Authorities are trying to put Kenny out of business, and the battle's made its way to the South Carolina Supreme Court.
Curtis, I don't hear you unless you knock.
Now, the state has a law against selling urine because it can be used to cheat on drug tests. But Curtis says he's the one the law is hurting, and that, he says, violates his constitutional rights. He says the urine's not just for drug tests, but to protect his customers' medical privacy.
It's not just for drug tests anymore.
Not at all.
What if you like yours on a nice salad?
Curtis, not the best salad I've ever had. Curtis's pee is certified drug-free and runs at about $70 a bag.
Mmm, that's tasty.
Thank you, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and White Show.
No! No!
That's it. We got to go. Thank you to everybody for showing up to the Big Talent Show today.
Oh, great job, everybody.
Okay, tomorrow, as you mentioned, Howie Long, maybe Katie Couric. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Also tomorrow, a brand new low-budget Jeopardy and Eddie Haskell.
All right.
And the Sex Quiz. And we'll announce the winner of the J.O. contest.
A very big show tomorrow.
It'll be jam-packed. Ooh. See you then. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Yes, yes you are. What's your name?
Outstanding. My name's Arnie.
Hi, Arnie. Where are you from?
I'm in Rochester.
Arnie, listening on WHTK Rochester, New York. Arnie, you've won the Panasonic Mini Digital Voice Recorder.
Oh, no way.
Way.
You guys rock.
Hey, Rob. Well, never been two pieces of gum. Who played Arnie in the television show?
Last name was, hold on, was it Herschel Bernardi?
You! That is very good. I did not expect, Rob didn't even get to the microphone.
Oh. Pulled it out of my ass.
There you go.
Don't miss arrest and trial. They all do highly anticipated career day. We guys sent it on WB50.
Thank you for listening, Arnie.
How you doing?
All right. Thank you, Arnie. Thanks. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Rob?
Trusted friend.
Throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Here we go.
You are on a throw. That is incredible.
Yeah,
that was a bad throw, but we made it happen.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
See you tomorrow. Back. So long.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis here, you're saying, you know, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.